before you became the face of the franchise. There's a dream waiting to be realized. For all your free agency and draft news, log on to NFL.com.
White House is really serving notice on that. It will steer the future course of the deeply troubled industry. In an extraordinary move, the administration forced GM Chief Rick Wagoner's resignation. Later today, the president will say it will take even more drastic restructuring for GM and Chrysler to receive more federal bailout money. He told CBS as Face the Nation, the industry can still survive.
But it's got to be one that's realistically designed to weather this storm and to emerge at the other end. Much more lean, mean, and competitive.
But the administration also believes that bankruptcy may be the best route to success for the car makers. To reassure prospective car buyers, the president will announce that the government will back vehicle warranties.
I'm Jeff Gilbert in Detroit. GM and Chrysler have been put on a very short leash. Chrysler told a deal with Fiat is its only future. GM told cut your debt and make more fuel-efficient products. Not easy, says University of Maryland business professor Peter Morisi.
The industry can only move so rapidly in that direction. It can only move as quickly as the technology permits it.
Fritz Henderson, who had been president, takes over as GM CEO. Its chairman will be current board member Kent Cressa. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
There are fresh tests ahead for President Obama's spending blueprint. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has details from Capitol Hill.
Both the House and Senate are expected to vote on different versions of the president's budget this week, then try to settle their differences. The budget sets broad outlines for spending and taxes, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pledges to give President Obama what he wants.
We will have a strong budget supportive of the president's principles of investing in education, health care, and energy.
Republicans strongly oppose the budget, saying it spends too much. And some moderate Democrats have concerns, too, which is why President Obama is pushing so hard to get them on board. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Well, police think they may have a possible motive in yesterday's shooting spree at a North Carolina nursing home. We're live in Carthage, North Carolina, with CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula.
Nick, police now say the alleged gunman's ex-wife worked at the nursing home. Sue Griffin says the 45-year-old Robert Stewart had violent tendencies.
Well, he'd get mad because something didn't go his way and throw something at you or just, I mean, he never really hurt me or anything like that. But he just get mad and blow up.
Seven elderly patients and a nurse died in the shooting rampage. Reporting live, I'm Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A long and bloody siege at a Pakistani police academy has come to an end. A noisy celebration by Pakistani army commandos. A government official says the soldiers have retaken the compound, killing eight gunmen who stormed the complex. The government confirms at least 11 police were killed. Other reports put the toll far higher. The official says six gunmen have been captured. The attack comes just weeks after a deadly ambush on Sri Lanka's visiting cricket team. In Germany, a U.S. military court has convicted a second U.S. soldier in connection with a deadly incident involving Iraqi detainees in 2007. Sergeant First Class Joseph Mayo of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, pleaded guilty to charges of premeditated murder and conspiracy in the execution murders of four blindfolded and bound Iraqis. CBS News military consultant retired Colonel Jeff McCausland says it's the military justice system working.
I think it's in the soldier the high standards that we try to maintain, even under very difficult circumstances of combat, that all soldiers are ultimately responsible for their actions.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. You probably didn't expect to wake up to snow this morning, but we have showers throughout the metro area. Here's cab driver Art.
I just picked up a guy in Highlands Ranch and drove him up to the airport, and it was barely snowing once you got onto 225, but once you got to Pena, it was blowing hard and blizzard conditions, we'll just say that.
Your complete weather forecast coming up in a bit. A Parker family is safe but out of its home after a fire caused heavy damage. The blaze began in the house on Tallman Court in the Hidden River subdivision yesterday afternoon. Strong winds fanned the flames. It took firefighters an hour and a half to put it out. The home was heavily damaged from fire, smoke, and water. State Treasurer Kerry Kennedy and Democratic Representative Andy Kerr of Lakewood teaming up on a bill that would provide low-interest loans to schools for clean energy projects. Kennedy and Kerr unveiled the measure in Denver.
One of the brightest spots that Colorado has is our sunny skies and our windy plains. And we can take these resources and we can harness these resources and we can build a 21st century new energy economy.
Kennedy says the program will help both taxpayers and schools save money on energy, freeing more funds for the classroom. Sports: Anaheim beats the Avs 4-1 last night, and former Denver Bronco coach and general manager Lou Saban has died. He was 87. Saban was head coach for the Broncos from 1967 to 1971. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where the current weather conditions are kind of causing some problems already. We're seeing slowdowns in those usual spots earlier than usual for this time of day, but they're starting to build on the southbound side of I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. We're also seeing more cars on both 270 as well as westbound 76 starting right around 74th. They're cleaning up a crash north of the downtown area on the northbound side of I-25, this north of I-70. And the snow is still falling. Looks like at a pretty good clip along C-470 in the Highland Ranch area. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The economy have you down? Fight back. Use a product that works as hard as you do. Pick up a bag of Colorado-made, organic-based Rich Lawn Turf Food. Rich Lawn Turf Food will keep your lawn healthy and improve your soil. Visit richlawn.com for a dealer near you. Go green. Go Rich Lawn.
I'm like you. I'm a regular dude.
Ed Schultz.
Everybody makes a big deal out of it. Oh, the Democrats, are they gonna be with Obama on the budget? On some things they will, on some things they won't. Hey, it's a new day.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1.
With this president and this administration, you can actually speak up. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to raise your hand and say, hey, what's happening?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I promised you Jay last week, but he hit a few snags. And I can assure you we're not pulling the situation where, you know, what they pulled in China a couple decades ago, where they said, no, the president's still alive. He's still alive. it's not like Cuba, right, where they keep insisting that Fidel is okay. Jay is okay. I've seen him. We've talked. Just hit a few snags. There is a lot of news, a lot of national news, a lot of local news out there. I'll give you my rundown right now. The A1 story, of course, is the Obama administration calling for the firing of GM CEO Rick Wagoner. And AP is now reporting that the Obama administration is going to oppose any more taxpayer money to the auto industry until the companies come up with a better plan for how to use the money. My take on this is pretty simple. And I say this not trying to defend Rick Wagoner, the GM CEO, but this is going to be the question of this hour. Why is the White House using its power to remove the CEO of GM? And last I checked, last Thursday, it had every CEO of every major bank to the White House for a photo op. In other words, why is the White House using its power to get Rick Wagoner fired, but it hasn't used its power to fire a single banking CEO? I don't mean this is a loaded question. This is an honest-to-goodness, genuine question. How is it possible that we've given away, $1.5 trillion to the banking industry, and the White House has not called for the firing of a single CEO or mid-level executive? At the same time, we've lent the car company something like $20 billion, and we're now demanding the resignation of the CEO of GM. How's that possible? I mean, I can't imagine what explanation there could be. Is it that there's just a lot of Wall Street guys in the White House and not a lot of car guys in the White House? And I ask this. I'm not defending Rick Wagoner. I'm not even saying it's a bad idea to get rid of Rick Wagoner. That's not what I'm saying. I just don't understand the selective use of White House power. And it goes back to my column that I wrote a couple weeks ago called it a government of men and not of laws, right? The John Adams quote, we have a government of laws and not men, meant we're going to have a government that impartially uses its power, equal protection under the law, et cetera, et cetera. I don't understand the double standard. I don't get how we could be giving away trillions of dollars to the banks and the White House hasn't called for a single banking executive to resign. And we've given away a fraction of that, actually lent a fraction of that, to the auto companies. And the White House is using its power to get rid of executives in that industry. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. Weigh in. Tell us what you think. Again, 303-713-7600. Local news, I'm reading from the Denver Business Journal right now. This is the front of the Denver Business Journal. Colorado Association of Commerce and Industry officials will lead a group of 40 business leaders, the largest business lobbying contingent from the state, to go to Washington to try to defeat the Employee Free Choice Act. The delegation, which leaves March 31st for a two-day trip, plans to meet with all of Colorado's congressional representatives and with U.S. Chamber of Commerce-led delegations from seven other states. Colorado Association of Commerce and Industry officials say there's a special target for most of their efforts. Recently appointed Democratic U.S. Senator Michael Bennett. The story goes on to note that Mark Udall is also now wavering on the Employee Free Choice Act. I was up in Fort Collins this weekend. What a great town. I love Fort Collins. I think it's one of those places that people outside of Colorado and outside of the Front Range don't know is really a great place. I love it. It's actually one of my favorite towns in the United States. It reminds me a lot of Missoula, Montana, which I also love. But I was up there and I gave the speech to the Larimer County Democrats and I said that I hope that every elected official gets a primary. I think that's good for democracy. But I, in particular, I'm really hoping that Michael Bennett gets a primary because he continues to refuse to take a position on the Employee Free Choice Act, the bill to slightly increase your ability to form a union in your workplace. And now we see that the biggest of big money interest groups here in Colorado are targeting him because he's wavering. And as I've told you, I think this is a big ploy. This is his ploy to raise money from both sides. He can go to labor and say, hey, I haven't taken a position on the Employee Free Choice Act. Give me money. He can go to the Chamber of Commerce and say, hey, I haven't taken a position on the Employee Free Choice Act. Try to buy my vote. Give me money. And I just think it's the shadiest kind of behavior. And now we see, you know, it's actually, I guess, in terms of money, it's working for him. He's got the big money interest from Colorado heading out to Washington, D.C. to kiss his ass and ask him to oppose the Employee Free Choice Act. This is what we have here. And as I've reminded everybody, every other legislator in the Colorado delegation has taken a position on the Employee Free Choice Act. In fact, I had a chance to hang out with Betsy Markey, the newly elected congresswoman from up in Larimer County and Weld County. First of all, she is fantastic. I mean, she is really, really fantastic. Point of disclosure, I heard that she, you know, I knew that she worked for Ken Salazar, and I'm not a huge Ken Salazar fan. I don't hate Ken Salazar. I don't even really dislike him. I just have never been all that impressed with him. And I knew she worked for Ken Salazar, and I was, you know, Ken Salazar is not a guy who you might say has a lot of intestinal fortitude. He's not a guy who, you know, he has vertebrae problems on issues, if you will, sort of an invertebrate. And So it was surprising to me to see Betsy Markey from a very, very tough-to-win congressional district. She's a co-sponsor. She's not only saying she's voting for the Employee Free Choice Act, she's a co-sponsor of the legislation. Right? That means she's basically a co-author of it. And her and I talked, and she said, look, if you can't be for this, why call yourself a Democrat? And I'm paraphrasing here. But basically, she couldn't understand how this is not just a core value, that you support workers if you're a Democrat. And I'm very, very impressed with her. I mean, I'm not easily impressed by politicians, but after talking with Betsy Markey, this person, I think, is really a straight shooter and is in it for the right reasons. And, you know, I was just, and by the way, her and I disagree on some issues, right? It's not just I agree with her and she's, you know, that's why I like her. Her and I disagree on some foreclosure issues, et cetera, but I really got the sense that she's a straight shooter. And this is obviously not the sense you get from Michael Bennett, and now we see Mark Udall wavering on the Employee Free Choice Act. Udall wavering on the Employee Free Choice Act is actually even more absurd. It's a guy who got attacked for supporting it, for voting for it in the House, wins office, goes to the Senate, and now is suddenly wavering on it after having voted for it. I mean, what changed? Nothing changed. Still the same legislation. It's incredible. So, and by the way, I should note, we have asked Wendy Norris of the Colorado Independent, who we talked about on Friday, who was very critical of those who were asking for their legislators to take a stand on the Employee Free Choice Act. Wendy Norris of the Colorado Independent, on the top of their website, she was attacking critics of Udall and Bennett, people who were criticizing Udall and Bennett for not taking a stronger position on the Employee Free Choice Act. We have asked Wendy Norris to come on the show and talk with us about her, why she thinks that we should all shut up and not ask our legislators where they are on these issues. So give us a call, 303-713-7600. The open question of this first hour is what you think is the reason why the Obama administration has moved to fire GM CEO Rick Wagoner, but not moved to fire any bank CEO. What is that about? And do you agree with the administration in getting rid of GM CEO and potentially rejecting more aid to the auto industry? Later in the show, in the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to have on Mason Tvert of SAFER, the group that deals with drug policy, and we're going to talk to him about President Obama laughing off a question about changing our marijuana laws. It's interesting. You saw Obama laugh off that question, but then you also saw last week Hillary Clinton making some really, I think, bold and courageous statements on drug policy. 303-713-7600. It's snowing out there. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Yeah, it is snowing. We have some wet roads if you're waking up and hitting the highways or the roads around town. Nothing really sticking to the roads, so just expect some wet conditions. Do look out on the bridges, ramps, and overpasses as well. Just had one earlier crash there on 25. They just cleaned that one up, so things a little bit better there. Our heaviest jams right now around downtown, I-70 to Spear Boulevard on southbound 25. Same deal traveling across 70 there from Brighton Boulevard up to Colorado in the elevated portion. Also busy leaving Northland, 104th to 84th. Going to hit speeds down in the 30s and 40s. Our current accident, two vehicles involved at Yale and Monaco. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers this morning and afternoon. Get the good
stuff! Somewhere under that winter grind is a showroom shine just waiting to get out. And your local Napa Auto Parts store can help you find it. With seven different Eagle One car care products for just $3.99 each, like Eagle One Easy Dry Car Wash, Chrome and Wire Wheel Cleaner, and Tire Shine. Pick up seven different Eagle One car care products for just $3.99 each today. For a limited time only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa. Get
the good stuff! The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2, the time is now.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Buy a new car, oh, it smells great and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you owe over $10,000 on your credit cards, medical bills, or to collection accounts, if you're over your head in monthly debt payments, I'm about to tell you something the credit card companies don't want you to hear. Something that could save you thousands of dollars. It's simply this. You can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. And even better, you can find out how right now for free. We're Credit One Debt Solutions, and we'd like to offer you free information that can help you get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. See how you can reduce your debt, stop the harassment, and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. So you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. No more credit card payments. It's that simple. Get the powerful free information the credit card companies don't want you to hear. For your free information, call Credit One Debt Solutions now. 1-800-661-9336. That's 1-800-661-9336. 1-800-661-9336.
I love this song. I feel like this, if I was in a movie and I could like kick a door down and walk into a bar, I'd want this song playing. 6:22. I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A few more local stories before we hit the phones. The open question is: why is the Obama administration moving to fire GM CEO but not moving to fire any bank CEOs? What's with that? All right, a few more stories just to do a news rundown. Saw this over the weekend. Pole dancing slipped past county. This is from Layton, Utah. Davis County commissioners say they didn't know an adult fitness event approved for a county facility was actually a pole dancing competition. The Miss Pole Dance Utah competition is scheduled for May at the Davis Conference Center. Commissioners meet monthly with center officials to discuss upcoming events. So there you go. Utah taxpayer dollars at work. Dan Haley, my editor at the Denver Post, he had an op-ed this weekend saying that we should support trying to get the Olympics here in 2018. I think he's talking about 2018. Yes, 2018. What do you think about that? I mean, this was kind of controversial. Some people wanted it, some people didn't want it back when they tried to get it here, I guess 30 or 40 years ago. Some cities have loved having the Olympics here, other cities have hated it. What do you think? Saw this, another story from the Denver Business Journal. Colorado gets 13 extra weeks of unemployment benefits. Coloradans receiving unemployment benefits now qualify for up to 13 additional weeks of payments. States that reach a total 3-month average unemployment rate greater than 6% are entitled to up to an additional 13 weeks of benefits. And as anybody who saw the newspaper last week saw, Colorado's unemployment rate is above 7%, the highest it's been in decades. Ed Quillen had a really interesting piece in the Sunday Denver Post about Nestle's efforts to start taking water out of, I think it's the Arkansas River, up in Salida. Quillen saying basically he's not sure. I think I'm reading this right. He's not really sure where he is on this issue. But he has been critical of the effort to essentially corporatize water. And then I saw this. The Denver Post's editorial over the weekend, require check at gun shows. A fresh background check should be done whenever someone purchases a gun at a gun show. House Bill 1180 is unnecessary. It says you want to buy a firearm at a gun show, you need a background check. It's that simple. But a legislative bill in the State House would waive that requirement for people who already have permits to carry concealed weapons. The reasoning is that they've been vetted once in a thorough process, and that ought to be enough. We disagree. Concealed carry permits are good for 5 years, and a lot can happen in 5 years. I agree with the Post on this, especially in light of news that so many American-made guns are now flooding south of the border and helping exacerbate Mexico's problem with violent drug cartels. But the open question of the morning is the A1 story. Big story that this morning is that the White House has used its power, its leverage with the potential auto bailout, to call for the firing of GM CEO Rick Wagoner. Wagoner has agreed. He's offered his letter of resignation. Now the White House is saying it still might not give the car companies bailout money. And my question is that a good idea or a bad idea? But also, more interestingly, I think, where's this attitude been towards the banks? Right? I mean, I don't get this. Thursday, you see every bank CEO walk out in front of the White House after a nice, cheery, happy meeting with the White House. And now, 3 days later, the White House is using its power to call, essentially fire and make management decisions at the car companies. Why hasn't the White House called for the firing of any bank CEOs? I mean, I really am curious about this. What you think? I can't figure it out. Jim in Lakewood, what do you think?
Hi.
Hey there.
Well, I think it has to do with the different positions the banks and General Motors is in. And if you remember back during the passage of the initial bailout issues back last fall, there was a private meeting between Paulson and the bankers when Congress was putting compensation limitations in the bill.
Right.
And he said, and oversight and disclosure provisions, he had to convince them that his administration would not enforce any of that to get them to take the money. And if I listened to Geithner yesterday, as he was talking on the various, you know, what was on three different...
I Meet the Press and a couple other Sunday shows, right.
It's clear to me that one of the things that the Treasury Department's worried about is whatever plan they come up with, whether the banks will accept them or reject them. You know, you have Goldman Sachs saying that they're going to give their money back. You have Northern Trust out of Chicago saying if we knew that we were going to be faced with all of this, we would have never taken the money. We didn't need it.
Right.
What Geithner seemed to indicate was that what they were trying to do is that one option out there is that the banks could simply sit on the assets.
Correct, because there were no strings attached. That's right.
I think they could sit on these legacy or toxic assets and wait for them to become worth something. How and be fine for the banks. Each individual bank would be in fine shape. There may be a bank or two that fails, but the other banks could just sit there with it on their assets and wait. In the meantime, the rest of us go to hell in a handbasket.
Right, and this is the question.
This is the situation.
And the question is, so you're getting to the broader and deeper issue, which is...
And that's
which
not
is,
true of General Motors or Chrysler. They came begging for money.
Exactly, so that's the question. Why is it where is this different posture coming from, right? The question with the White House when it comes to banks is, it's always, what do we have to do to get them to take our money, which is just mind-blowing. But with the car companies, it's if you dare take our money, you're going to have to do X, Y, and Z. I don't understand the double standard. Where is the double standard coming from?
Because the individual banks can survive without our money. All right. Now,
I mean, I don't.
We will.
Do you really think that?
Yes, we will all, after what I heard Geithner say yesterday, after carefully listening to him, because he said one of the options is to stand there and do nothing, and what will happen is the banks will just sit on their assets, and the economy, after a very long recession, will recover. The assets will be worth something to the banks again, and then they'll start flowing credit. The banks don't care.
No, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. You know why I don't buy it? Because AIG needed the money. Bank of America needed the money.
They replaced the head of AIG. If you recall,
well, but hold on a minute. Now somebody made that point to me earlier. That is not true. In other words, AIG's chief executive was replaced, but it wasn't replaced with a public call by the White House for his head. And that's really this is really what's important.
That was the Bush administration. They wouldn't have done it publicly.
That's right. But my point is the Obama administration has not called for a single bank CEO. Bank of America's CEO is still there. Goldman Sachs' CEO is still there. The top management at these places are still there.
Because Goldman Sachs would say to the government, fine, I'm not.
Yeah, but right, because they don't need the TARP money. But you know what money they did need? You know what money they really needed? They needed our money to bail out AIG. Remember, they had a huge amount of money in AIG.
And that's absolutely correct. But they're all expecting us not to realize that all of this really is about bailing out AIG, which is the center of the hub.
Yes, that's right. I agree with that. I agree with that, and that's a good theory, is that once AIG was bailed out, that most of these banks felt a lot more comfortable and theoretically could survive. And you're right. GM and Chrysler, they need the money in many ways. They're in a more critical condition. Because, well, first of all, they actually make products. They don't just sit on money. They don't just make paper. But it still doesn't necessarily explain to me why there's this get-tough attitude with the auto companies and not with the banks. And I'm going to throw out there, and I want folks to tell me what you think, 303-713-7600. I'm going to throw out there that there is something of a class issue at work here. And I wrote about this in my last column, which is that United Steelworkers President Leo Girard says we treat in our country, our government treats people who take a shower before work much differently than they treat people who take a shower after work. And by that, you know, we treat Wall Street, the white collar industry, where you take a shower before work, a lot more nicely than we treat industries, blue collar industries, where people work with their hands. And there's a fundamental class issue there. Most of the people who work at the top echelons of the White House are shower before work types. They're not shower after work types. They're not the blue collar types. Is that what is creating this double standard where the White House is calling for the head of an auto company but holding photo ops with the heads of the banks that have ripped us off to the tune of trillions of dollars? What do you think? 303-713-7600. What do you think, Turk? What do you think the double standard is about?
I don't get it.
It's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
I think it's a class war.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? It's like the guys in the White House, they wear suits and ties, and so they're nice to other people who wear suits and ties.
We talked about the photo op. They have the banking CEOs come in for a photo op at the White House.
It's incredible.
And they're stepping into the auto industry saying, you're out of here.
It's like
we're
incredible.
Take over.
It's like my thing is this. Not only is it the double standard weird, but the fact that it's such an overt double standard, right? It was only 3 days ago they had the bank CEOs at the White House.
Yeah.
It's like there's not even an effort to, like, pretend.
Flying in on their private jets.
Yeah, exactly. All right, how's traffic?
Well, traffic is really getting busy for us. Going to really hamper you leaving Castle Rock on northbound I-25, Founders to Surrey Ridge, showing some really slow speeds there, 20s and 30s. So do expect to add about 15 minutes on your trip from Castle Rock up to the Tech Center. Southbound side, busy in the usual spots. Stop and go up in North Glen already, beginning at 104th. Also pretty busy for you downtown after I-70. 270 on the approach into downtown also slowing down, beginning at York Street. Street. Going to break loose after Vasquez. Same deal, westbound 76 beginning at 74th Avenue. One crash out there in the cleanup phase, Yale and Monaco. Traveling the high country should be, you'll see some snowpack spots and some icy conditions. Chain laws in effect both directions over Vail Pass as well as Loveland Pass and on the eastbound approach to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Your forecast, windy and cooler, light scattered snow showers, just about an inch expected, calling for a high of 37, right now 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Planning a wedding or an upcoming remodeling project? The new DexKnows.com has all the local businesses you'll need to make any of...
Want to learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life with solar and save money doing it? Then join Independent Power Systems at the Highlands Ranch Solar Community Event Tuesday, March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Southridge Rec Center. Learn how solar power works and how you can save more than 60% on solar at this free workshop. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts, will demystify the solar rebate and tax credit and tell you how to save even more with their community pricing discount. Learn what to look for in a solar contractor and what you can do to eliminate your electric bill for life. Join Independent Power Systems March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch South Ridge Rec Center. Space is limited. Reserve your seat today at solarips.com/Southridge to register. That's solarips.com/Southridge. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how.
In a world where brilliant tech professionals are forced to deal with mindless coworkers.
Should this be plugged in?
Incompetent bosses.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to come in on Saturday.
And job sites that don't know tech from dreck.
I said I'm a Java developer. That's got nothing to do with coffee.
There's only one hope for salvation. Dice.com. Dice is the number one technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs, meaning you won't waste time sifting through the garbage you'll find on other job sites. Go to Dice.com to find thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, DBAs, project managers, systems administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
SafeLight Auto Glass.
You know, a chip on your windshield is nothing less than a crack waiting to happen. Just ask my last customer. He got a small chip on his windshield, and like most people, he thought nothing of it. Then, yesterday, he goes over a pothole a little fast, and crack! The windshield breaks. That's because a chip is 1,000 microcracks, ready to spread at the slightest vibration. So when he went over that pothole, the bump sent a shockwave all the way up to the windshield. He thought it was great we came to his work to replace it, but with his insurance deductible, it cost him a lot more than it needed to. If he'd have called us sooner, he could have saved time and money with an elite SafeLight repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it with our state-of-the-art resin without removing the windshield. About a half hour is all it takes. Plus, with most insurance plans, an elite SafeLight repair is free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. And Elite SafeLight takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Are you afraid of the IRS? Worried because you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Because you've neglected to file your taxes for a year or more? If you're afraid of the IRS, relax, because you don't have to go it alone. With one easy phone call to Turnkey Tax Relief, you can find out what your tax settlement options are. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. It can all be taken care of quickly, and could even reduce your tax debt by up to 97%. Turnkey Tax Relief is staffed by professionals, including former employees of the IRS. We understand how the IRS works. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. Whether you're behind in filing your taxes, paying your taxes, if you've forgotten to pay employee payroll taxes, it can be scary. You don't have to go it alone. Call Turnkey Tax Relief right now. It could save you thousands. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. That's 1-800-400-4029.
Another snowy morning, although the snow looks like it's not sticking out there. 303-713-7600, the open question. Why is the White House moving to fire GM's CEO Rick Wagoner? That's the news today. And it hasn't moved to fire any banking CEOs. I don't get it. Turk was asking during the break, he was asking, you know, why is credit, why is banking credit so important to the economy? That's what Tim Geithner was saying all weekend on the Sunday shows. You know, we have to be real nice to the banks because banking credit's so important. And credit really is important. But here's the thing, and my buddy Tom Gagin, a writer for Harper's Magazine, if you haven't picked it up, pick it up. The latest issue of Harper's talked all about how banking used to be, and actually Paul Krugman in Newsweek also talked about this, how banking used to be after the Depression, particularly after the Depression when it was tightly regulated. Banking used to be a not such a profitable industry. I mean, the profits were steady, very steady, but not exorbitant. It used to be, banking used to be a pretty simple thing. Banks took deposits from consumers and then would lend it out to businesses for investment. And in the early 1980s, banking profits as a segment of total profits in the economy was about 4 or 5% of our total economy. Today, they're about 36%. The finance industry's profits are 36%. And that's because we've deregulated the industry to the point where the idea of banks actually taking consumer deposits and using them to then do safe investments for lending, that's thrown out the window. Banking has become a complete casino. We've deregulated the industry. So we've got, you know, investment banks that securitize, package all these mortgages together and sell them off as different assets, et cetera, et cetera. It's become so central in our economy. And many people believe that that's actually the problem. That the problem is that the banks have become, as it's always been, as we've heard it said so many times now, too big to fail. They've become too big a part of our economy. That's actually what many people think is the real problem. And so I'm throwing it out there again. Why is the White House using its power to get a CEO of a car company fired, but it hasn't worked to fire any of these banking CEOs? I can't figure it out. My theory is that this is a class issue, that there's a bunch of suits who work in the White House, and they're nice to fellow suits on Wall Street. But when it comes to industries, blue-collar industries, there's just not as much empathy or sympathy. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dick. Dick, hello.
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm glad to talk to you, David. Hey, I'm not working from a desk with a bunch of Post-it notes on, so, you know, I'm a little rambling about this, but this is clearly just a blue-collar versus white-collar. You know, the thing about going after the CEOs of the auto industry vice the banks thing, you know? I mean, and I think your recent assertion just a few moments ago about the banks being, you know, they're really changing the position of what they were back in the 60s or something like that. Or, I mean, not the 60s, but the...
No, 30s. Right, mid-century, right.
Right, you know, because, I mean, it was the bankers that really put the nation up in a wild case whenever they were foreclosing on the farms and stuff like that, you know.
That's right. I mean, after the Depression, they tightly regulated the banks. And
and
banking became, again, I think it was Paul Krugman in this week's Newsweek, said banking became like a utility. It was like a highly regulated utility. You could make 4 to 5% profits, which are fine. They were very stable, but profits never were exorbitant. But by the way, the potential for huge losses was never really on the table because it was, again, tightly regulated. We've subsequently deregulated the banking industry, and it's become this huge, monstrous part of our economy. And so now we face the situation where we hear that they're, quote-unquote, too big to fail. I mean, I think the latest stats were that out of total profits made in the United States, about one-third are now made through the finance industry, which it just takes common sense to understand how screwed up that means our economy is. I mean, the finance industry doesn't actually make anything, right? It moves speculative paper around. So we have an economy, one-third of our economy is effectively built on not making anything. Just one-third of our economy is effectively a casino. And that's not, you know, that's going to cause some real problems for your economy. I mean, you think it's a class issue?
Well, I do. It's blue collar and white collar, you know. And I mean, all of these, and I meet them all the time. You know, idiots that vote against their own best interests. You know, they're so proud that they never paid money to a union. You know, all my life I've been paying money to a union. You know, and what does that give me? That money gives me the right to join with them together and say, hey, we don't want to work in an unsafe mine. You know, Colorado's a place where we actually sent the militia against workers.
Right, and the Ludlow Massacre, that's right. And I actually said in my speech this weekend to the Larimer County Democrats, I can't believe that Colorado is a place that hosted the Ludlow Massacre, the awful, awful situation where militias were sent to effectively kill union organizers, that we hosted that awful event. And 100 years later, we're still electing senators who won't take a public position on bills to minimally increase people's union rights. It's really incredible. And Dick, I got to agree with you that if my theory is that the reason why there's this double standard in treatment between the auto companies and the banks is because the white collar folks in the White House are nicer, are more sympathetic, more empathetic to fellow white collar industries, which they came out of, you know, Tim Geithner, Larry Summers, very, very closely connected to Wall Street. They're nicer to those folks than they are to blue collar industries, and I think we're seeing that right now. Dick, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob.
Hello.
Hey there.
David.
Yes, sir.
In April AARP magazine. On page 16, Al Coker finally comes out and makes a statement. And please look that up.
What did he say?
He says that we cannot afford to pay $50 and $75 labor to build automobiles. He says we cannot afford the insurance. And he says we must use the nuclear option.
Which
those
is
are the three major things
to throw them into the right. I mean, this is some people want the car companies to go into bankruptcy court so that the bankruptcy courts, where the bankruptcy courts are empowered to shred union contracts.
Yes.
But
look at the salaries that our senators are making now, and just right, doctors are making big money. Just look right down the line and see who's making big money. And it starts with our senators who are there for almost a lifetime sometimes.
Well, that gets back to the issue of whether this is a class issue, right? Again, folks, the question here is, I'm not defending Rick Wagoner, the chief of GM, right? But I think it's fair to ask, how can the White House come out and publicly say it wants to fire the CEO of GM 3 days after holding a photo opportunity, a happy photo opportunity at the White House with bank CEOs? I mean, there's got to be a class factor here, an economic class factor. That the folks in the White House, they come out of the white-collar political world. They're friends with Wall Street folks. They've been surrounded by Wall Street folks their whole life. And so they treat those people with kid gloves. But when it comes to industries that deal with blue-collar folks, it's perfectly fine to push them around. And again, I'm not defending GM. I mean, GM and Chrysler and Ford, they got big problems. And I actually think they need to be pushed around in some way. But the banks need to be pushed around a lot more. I mean, remember, the banking industry has at least something to do with some of the problems in the car industry. It's hard to get a car loan now. It's hard to get financing to buy a car. So the question on the table, where is the double standard? What is the double standard about? Why is our government being nice to bank CEOs and pushing around the auto industry? What is the double standard about? 303-713-7600. In the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the effort to reform our drug policy after Barack Obama laughed off a question about marijuana legalization. I don't think it's a laughing matter. And I do have some good things to say about the Obama administration when it comes to drug policy reform. I actually think that underneath Obama's public statements ridiculing the idea of drug policy reform, they've actually taken some important steps towards fixing our ridiculous drug laws. That's in the 7 a.m. hour. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic's really busy for us, leaving Castle Rock and North Glen on 25 this morning. Both ends pretty busy, stop and go from 104th down to 84th. And on the northbound side in Castle Rock at Founders Parkway, isn't going to bust loose for you until you get past Surrey Ridge. Also busy around downtown, I-70 past Spear Boulevard. And on the approaches on 76 and 270 into downtown. Two surface street crashes to look out for, one at Yale and Monaco. That's should be cleaned up and out of your way here in just a minute. And a new one, a rollover accident on Colorado near 144th. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers this morning and afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s, right now 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
New casino players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet or delicious deli meal free as a new casino player. Hungry yet? Take I-70 to exit 243, Hidden Valley to Fortune Valley. Some restrictions apply.
Hey, I don't need to be your Facebook friend, MySpace buddy, or Twitter pal. But there is a cool new way for us to connect. Now you can listen to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk on your BlackBerry. It's free. Find out how on am760.net.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years? Only feel like the balance never goes down. In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you.
Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you can automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Have you ever thought about finishing your bachelor's degree or even your master's degree, but you just don't think you have the time or resources to make it happen? Think again. CSU Global has 100% online degree programs that live up to the standards and quality of the Colorado State University system. That's right. CSUGlobal.org is a real university providing a real degree. Now that's something impressive to add to your resume. Through our commitment to meet the standards of new and emerging industries, CSU Global provides career-relevant training and education to build the workforce needed to maintain a strong economy and a high quality of life in our communities. Our student-centric approach means that we work to make your degree fit your lifestyle and other life commitments. Our 8-week course format and multiple start dates allow you to start when the time is right for you, so you can finish your degree on your schedule. Check it out for yourself. Summer sessions begin soon. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
Food from the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
.653, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Top line national story, the White House moves to fire GM CEO Rick Wagoner as it moves to use leverage that the government has gained over the car companies through its lending to the car companies to try to restructure that industry. And the question on the table is, why is the White House using its power to fire auto company CEOs but not banking industry CEOs? In local news, the Denver business community, the biggest of big money interests, is sending lobbyists and representatives to Washington to try to get Democratic Senators Mark Udall and Michael Bennett to oppose the Employee Free Choice Act. Udall, who voted for the bill in the House, has subsequently started wavering on the issue now that he's in the Senate, and Michael Bennett has refused to take a position on the issue. In the 7 a.m. hour, we'll be talking with Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer about the efforts to change our drug laws. Last week, President Obama laughed off a question about drug policy reform. And we're going to talk to Mason about President Obama's reaction, but also about the good things that the new Obama administration is doing. Let's go back to the phones, try to get one more call here before the national news. Let's go to Marlon in Lakewood. Marlon. Hello, Marlon.
Hi. Am I on it?
You are.
Oh, there was a big noise, and I wondered. I called in last week about the threat that the banks made to Congress, that if they messed with them, that they would shut down. I wonder if they're holding Obama hostage as well.
That's a good point. You know, that's right. There was a Wall Street Journal story last week that recounted the internal discussions between the Obama administration and the banking industry. And the banking industry made an explicit threat. This is according to the Wall Street Journal last week. Made an explicit threat that it would seize up credit and lending if the White House did not back off its, stop congressional efforts to rein in executive pay. So clearly the banking industry plays real hardball here. Now, the sick thing is, of course, is that the government has all the cards, right? I mean, the government could nationalize these banks right now if it chose to. So the idea that the banking industry has leverage to push the government around, I think, is kind of ridiculous. But again, I think this goes back to the double standard. The car companies could effectively threaten. I mean, look, here's the thing. If the car companies go out of business, millions of people are going to lose their jobs. Millions. And it's not just the hundreds of thousands of workers at the car companies themselves, but their suppliers. I think there's an estimate it's about 3 million people will lose their jobs if the car companies go out of business. So in that sense, the car companies hold as much economic leverage over our companies, over our economy, potentially, as the banks do. So then we get back to the question, all right, well, why is the government treating the car companies in a much tougher fashion than they are treating the banks? I mean, do you think it could have something to do with this class issue?
Oh, I think it could, because that's real. But I don't know. Maybe Obama is just a little hesitant to just take over the banks and decides that he's going to go easy on the CEOs rather than take that move.
Well, it's possible. I'll throw this out here. It's possible. Here's one last theory. It's possible that politicians think that making a car, they think they can grasp the understanding of how to make a car, but nobody understands complex financial instruments. And so there's a tendency to say to the car companies, here, we want you to do this, this, and this because we know what it takes to make a car. But we're going to defer to bank CEOs because you're dealing with stuff that we don't really understand. Maybe that's what the double standard's about. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We're going to go to the top of the news, and we'll start taking your calls again. Stick around. We're going to talk to Mason Tvert after the break.
Now you can win the weight loss struggle once and for all. Cleanse to Thin is a two-step program that decreases your hunger and increases your energy by eliminating toxins and overcoming leptin resistance. Leptin resistance causes those constant cravings that say, I'm hungry. The Cleanse to Thin weight loss system is revolutionary and it works. First, while you sleep, it cleanses your body of the harmful byproducts and toxins that have been stored up for years. Second, it puts the natural compound Leptopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy.
This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN. Or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com.
How to best spend, save, and invest their own money. Learn more at SaveOurEconomy.com. Paid for by Mark Hemstreet.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where a senior official tells CBS News the administration forced the ouster of General Motors Chief CEO Rick Wagoner because it believes the company needs a clean restart. Now, just 2 hours from now, the president will announce strict new rules for GM and Chrysler to receive more bailout money. He set the tone on CBS's Face the Nation.
Everybody's going to have to come to the table and say it's important for us to take serious restructuring steps now, in order to preserve a brighter future.
But a government report says the car makers could still face bankruptcy. That troubles industry analyst Eric Merkel.
I believe our economy would get far worse and we would sink into a deeper recession. Unemployment would go much higher than it already is.
The administration, though, says GM and Chrysler must retool to survive.
I'm Ron Dewey outside GM's Pontiac East Assembly Plant near Detroit, where workers are feeling sorry for Rick Wagoner.
I think it's kind of rough that in this economy that the leader of GM is kicked out.
They felt the turnaround was working under his leadership. Now they wonder what will happen next.
I think we're in for a big change. It's not looking good for GM right now.
And it's not looking good for the opening on Wall Street 30 minutes from now. I'm Frank Setapani. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down about 20 points. Investment strategist Michael Farr says what's happening in Detroit is a worry on Wall Street.
This really isn't capitalism, is it, to have the government come in and say, all right, we're going to fire a corporate CEO. We expect the corporate board to do that.
Police say a domestic issue may have led to the carnage in a Carthage, North Carolina nursing home. Turns out the estranged wife of the gunman who allegedly killed seven elderly patients and a nurse had worked in the home. Police say male nurse Jerry Avante apparently died trying to save his patients. His fiancée and co-worker, Jill DeGarmo, was with him as his life slipped away.
He told me he felt like he was dying, and I kept telling him he wasn't going to die. Everything would be okay, and he asked me to pray with him, and he started to pray.
The shooting ended when a policeman who'd been shot wounded the gunman. Forecasters say a full-blown blizzard is plowing toward waterlogged Fargo, North Dakota. A foot of wind-driven snow could swell the Red River, which is going down, but still poses a major threat to low-lying homes.
Just pray that it stays at where it's at and just continues to go down.
A government task force wants family doctors to pay closer attention to signs of depression in teenagers. Depression affects an estimated 2 million teens. Dr. Alan Axelson is on the task force.
The impact of depression on adolescents can be very severe in terms of interfering with their development, interfering with their school and social performance.
Overseas.
How'd it go?
Madonna had nothing to say on the way into court in Malawi for an adoption hearing. A year after she won custody of a boy from the African country, the pop star wants to adopt a girl. This is CBS News.
So, the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real live people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
Are you a technology professional looking for a new job? Stop wasting time on general job sites, sifting through listings that are not relevant to you. Go to Dice.com. For over 17 years, Dice, the number one technology job board, has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Go to Dice.com to find tens of thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, system administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update.
It goes blown directly into your windshield. You get that strange
vertigo whiteout feeling as you drive. You're begging for a street marker on the side so you can see where you're going.
Reporter Tyler Lopez seeing white on a trip out to DIA this morning. We had some heavy snow showers throughout the metro area earlier this morning. We're expecting a rain-snow mix today with perhaps an inch of accumulation. Some residents in Firestone may be shaken, and police say they understand why.
You know, living in a nice, quiet neighborhood such as this, that there are going to be some folks here that are going to be unraveled by this.
The officer talking with our partners at 9 News. Police say a 47-year-old man is suspected of shooting his ex-wife and her friend before killing himself. It's the first murder in Firestone since 1982. A falling rock near Boulder Falls Trailhead seriously injured a 63-year-old Wisconsin woman. It happened yesterday afternoon. The woman was airlifted to St. Anthony Central. Beginning Wednesday, Colorado will be the 39th state to require massage workers to be registered. Massage therapists say the law will protect consumers and bring more credibility to the field. Fort Collins officials are still concerned about a proposed reservoir that would draw from the Poudre River, despite a study suggesting that potential impacts on the city's drinking water could be less than once feared. And if you want to lend a hand to the new energy economy, Xcel Energy wants you. Xcel is looking for 10,000 volunteers to help install high-tech so-called smart meters in Boulder. The meters will allow customers to control how and when they use energy. Xcel Energy spokesman Tom Henley says it will also allow the utility to more quickly track and fix power outages. Sports: Anaheim over the Avs 4-1 last night, and former Broncos coach and general manager Lou Saban has died. Saban was head coach for the Broncos from 67 to 71. He was 87 years old. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where the overnight snowfall left the highways wet and sloppy, it did stick to the spots on the turnpike right around Sheridan. Everybody's going kind of slow, that traveling in both directions, but it's especially dragging on the eastbound side. Southbound I-25 crawling after 120th to 84th. We'll break loose a little bit, and then you'll start to tap your brakes again once you get to 58th. Got an accident on Colorado near 144th. The bridges, ramps, and overpasses could be a little bit greasy this morning. Same deal on the surface streets as you're coming up on those intersections. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more when you shop at King Soopers. They've just lowered prices on dozens of the fruits and vegetables you buy most. You'll save more on potatoes, bagged salads, carrots, oranges, and dozens more. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Brought to you by your Buick Pontiac GMC dealer, where last month, thousands of people took advantage of great financing on a large selection of cars, trucks, and crossovers. Find your dealer at bpgdealers.com.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Progressing it.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707 here on another snowy morning here in Denver. 303-713-7600. The snow doesn't look like it's sticking, but I'm sure it can make it not all that fun to drive. It wasn't all that fun to drive in this morning. In the first hour, we talked about GM's top line story. GM CEO Rick Wagoner forced out by an official, essentially an edict from the White House, asked the question, why is the White House moving to fire GM CEOs but not banking CEOs? In the 7 a.m. hour, we're going to start off by talking to my buddy Mason DeVert, who runs Colorado Safer, Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation. They deal with trying to reform our drug laws. And I had Mason over my house on Friday for dinner, and we were talking about President Obama's last week, essentially laughing off a question about drug policy reform. He was asked in his online presidential town hall meeting, one of the top questions voted on by the public to be asked to him was, whether he supports legalizing marijuana. And the president laughed off the question. He said, quote, "I don't know what this says about the online audience. The answer is no, I don't think that's a good strategy." So I asked Mason on Friday if he'd come on the show, and he's here with us now. Mason, I know why I thought it was absurd for him to laugh off the question, but I would say this, and I said this to you on Friday. I didn't expect him at the same time, I never expected him to say that he supported legalization. I just don't think our political culture is there yet to the point where a president is going to say he or she supports legalization. So understanding that reality, what should he have said short of, yes, I support legal? What could we have realistically expected him to say that would have been better than him simply laughing the question off?
Well, you know, he was really asked whether he thought taxing and regulating marijuana and treating it like alcohol could lend to economic growth or support the economy. And he said that he did not think it could, at least it wasn't a good strategy, which is really ridiculous, since obviously it would create jobs, it would create tax revenue, would save money in terms of law enforcement resources and whatnot. What he could have said was, that's certainly a good point. We may not be there quite yet, but it's worth looking into, and perhaps it should be studied. There should be commissions. Now, obviously, those things have been done already, and they've shown that there would be dramatic economic benefits of doing this. Jeffrey Myron at Harvard has done studies on this. Obviously, Milton Friedman, a very famous economist, is well known to have supported taxing, regulating marijuana. So what's important is that he didn't provide any logical reason for saying that he didn't think it was a good idea. So in some ways, the most obnoxious element of this is that he didn't just laugh it off. He laughed it off without explaining what was so funny. So I wish he'd let the American people in on the joke.
Yeah, and you know, when we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, a couple of callers and emailers said, "Well, why are you talking about marijuana? You know, we got bigger things to deal with in our country." Well, let's just remember, and I made this point a couple of weeks ago, and I'll make it again. Drug policy, in general, is one of those policies that cuts across so many different lines, right? I mean, clearly, there is a enormous, enormous black market. So economically, just the sheer numbers, I'm not sure what the market, the actual GDP number for the marijuana market is, but it's in the many, many billions. So there's an economic impact. Obviously, there's a national security impact. Our demand, this was what Hillary Clinton said last weekend, our country's demand for drugs being fired into a bad, ridiculous drug policy is helping create violent drug cartels down in Mexico, which our own government says is now becoming a national security threat to our country. It's also a criminal justice issue. How many people go to jail, I think unduly, for drug possession? And remember, this is not a partisan issue. I just want to read to folks this editorial from the Colorado Springs Gazette, one of the most conservative papers in the country. "The Obama administration has said that on medical matters it will be guided by science rather than political considerations. If that's so, it should immediately expedite one of the pending rescheduling applications to effectively put marijuana, schedule it differently in our drug laws, and decide it based on science rather than hysteria." This is an editorial from the paper pushing and advocating for legalization. Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer, is the debate shifting? I mean, and I don't mean just in the public, because we know the polls and where the public is, and the public has become more tolerant in terms of what it wants on drug policy. But you also have seen the Obama administration at least publicly say it's going to reduce the amount of federal drug raids on states where there are more lenient marijuana laws. You've seen the appointment of Gil Kerlikowske, a nominee for the drug czar office, who has a record as Seattle police chief that's certainly far more, I would say, progressive or tolerant on these issues than potentially other drug czars. Do we have reason to think that despite President Obama laughing off a very serious question, that there still could be policy changes?
Yes and no. Now, yes, there's absolutely more of a realistic discussion about making these changes. Unfortunately, it's occurring more at the public level in terms of what the American people or particular state or local populations want. As always, the elected officials in this country tend to be a little bit behind the citizenry, and hopefully this will pull them along further down the line. One thing that I did, just to get back to, you were talking about the various areas that this issue cuts across, and one that you didn't mention, but I think that you would in particular find of interest, is this the energy issue and the notion of right now we don't allow farmers here in Colorado, for example, to cultivate hemp, which is a it's not a drug in the sense that it could ever be used for any purpose other than industrial uses. But it's currently banned for absolutely no good reason. And this is a product that farmers here in Colorado could be producing far cheaper and far easier than just about anything. And they're currently not allowed to do so. And, Governor Ritter likes to talk about this so-called new energy economy. And right now, countries around the world are surpassing the United States in this technology and in this area because of our ridiculous laws.
We're talking with Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer, an organization that aims to raise awareness about drug policy reform. And I'm one of those people, and I think a lot of listeners are folks who think that our drug policy is really, really absurd, and it cuts across partisan lines. You don't have to be a liberal or a conservative to think that our drug policy is absurd. And last week, for those just tuning in, President Obama, at his online town hall meeting, the number one question that people...
I think it was three of the top four.
Right, three of the top four questions that people were voting on to be asked to President Obama dealt with drug policy reform. And the president, unfortunately, laughed it off. He quite literally laughed at the question. And it's a very serious issue, and so I guess, do you think that the issues that we're having with Mexico, and I mentioned earlier that Hillary Clinton had made a statement last week that was considered quite controversial, where she said that she thinks the United States is as culpable for Mexico's problems with drug cartels as Mexico is. And, I mean, my problem with what she said was that she wasn't fully honest. I mean, that was more honesty than we've gotten in a long time about anything. But she didn't go the extra step. She said it was our insatiable demand for drugs. And she didn't say, that demand fired into a legal system which makes drugs like marijuana illegal, thus creating a situation for illegal black markets, cartels. She didn't talk about that part of it. But I still wonder whether, what was your reaction to her statement? Do you think that was a step forward? I mean, it certainly wasn't enough, but it's my take that that was more honesty than we've gotten in a long time.
Yeah, I think it's a step forward, but I think that it's still, in many ways, missing the point in that she's suggesting that American people's desire to use marijuana or any other drug is somehow a immoral or bad thing that must be corrected. Now, obviously, we don't want people to be unproductive or harmed or unhealthy, but at the same time, this is a woman who, purposefully invited the press to watch her take shots of liquor to show how much one of the guys she is. And, there's no problem with an adult in the United States wanting to use marijuana instead of alcohol to party, to have fun, if that's what they prefer. It's far less harmful. And, it just goes to show that the use of any drug that is not alcohol is really looked down upon in our society.
Well, and I think that's a really important point. And you and I talked about this on Friday. That's a really, really important point. The idea that her statements were honest about the issue of demand, The problem with the statement was the implication that the demand is bad. Now, I want to be clear, folks. You know, it's I think we have to discern here, right? I mean, I think it's fair to discern between different drugs. I think you can make a pretty serious scientific case that the demand for heroin or cocaine, for instance, is probably something that we want to, as a society, really, really deal with, because those are drugs that are really, really dangerous. The demand for marijuana, if you're going to have a real discussion about it, then you have to put it on the same plane as you put the demand for alcohol. Right? I mean, alcohol is worse for you, health-wise, than marijuana. So, I mean, you would agree, Mason, that we have to, when she's talking about demand for drugs, to have a really honest debate about that, we have to actually differentiate between what drugs we're talking about here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also need to recognize the fact that there simply is not a even remotely similar demand for drugs other than marijuana, you know, in comparison. I mean, if heroin were legal, it's not as if people would be running to use it who don't normally use it. I mean, many people have a number of illegal drugs available to them. I mean, here in Colorado, you know, in Denver, you could go to Colfax and buy any number of illegal products, whether it's methamphetamine or crack cocaine, if you wanted to, but people don't. And it's not because they're illegal, it's because people recognize the harm in them and they choose not to use them. Now, marijuana is also illegal, but people still choose to use it because they recognize that it's not that harmful. So I think that's really important, is that, you know, we sometimes just like to think that Americans are so stupid that they would use whatever is legal to them, and it's actually not the case.
That's right, and lopping in, you know, all drugs as just drugs, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Hey, I mean, drugs are everything from Tylenol to cocaine, right? I mean, you can't really have an honest debate about all these issues without differentiating. Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer, www.saferchoice.org. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me, David.
Okay. That was Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer. We were talking about drug policy reform after President Obama laughed off a question about whether we should reform our drug laws. After the break, we're going to go back to the phones. Happy to talk about the drug debate. Also, the question in the first hour. Why is the White House moving to fire GM's CEO, using its power to fire GM's CEO, but hasn't used its power to fire any bank CEOs? What's up with that? 303-713-7600. Phones are open, so give us a call. 303-713-7600. We'll get right back to him after the break. Let's go to John Turk with traffic. I'm looking out the window here. It looks like a whiteout out there.
I know. This one really kind of surprised us this morning. But do look out. We do have some slick conditions building for us, especially out on the West End. Turnpike looking pretty gnarly. There are eastbounders from Church Ranch to 25. Stop and go all the way in, heading into Denver. Westbound side going to be stop and go from Sheridan past McCaslin. And we got some slick conditions on the East End there. For this is really unusual. Northbound E-470 speeds in the teens and 20s. There from 64th up to Pena. That's usually really loose for us, but not this morning. Southbound approach on 25, also busy, and northbound 120th to 84th, and leaving Castle Rock, not an easy venture either this morning. Northbound side full and slow, speeds in the teens and 20s from Wolfensberger all the way up to Surrey Ridge. 85 might be a good alternate for you this morning. Also here in a southbound and northbound 25 between Longmont and Denver, really is getting kind of nasty with this blowing snow. One accident on the radar on the surface streets. It's rollover, though, at Colorado and 144th. Your forecast, windy and cooler, light scattered snow showers.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more, with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details. Have you ever thought about finishing your bachelor's degree or even your master's degree, but you just don't think you have the time or resources to make it happen? Think again. CSU Global has 100% online degree programs that live up to the standards and quality of the Colorado State University system. That's right. CSUGlobal.org is a real university providing a real degree. Now that's something impressive to add to your resume. Through our commitment to meet the standards of new and emerging industries, CSU Global provides career-relevant training and education to build the workforce needed to maintain a strong economy and a high quality of life in our communities. Our student-centric approach means that we work to make your degree fit your lifestyle and other life commitments. Our 8-week course format and multiple start dates allow you to start when the time is right for you, so you can finish your degree on your schedule. Check it out for yourself. Summer sessions begin soon. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
You drive it off the lot? Hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening, and drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Worried about losing your home? Is your bank threatening to foreclose? Well, there's hope. Operation Hope, America's leading financial literacy and empowerment nonprofit. If you're facing mortgage payment challenges, we just may be able to help. Get free, reliable information and guidance by calling the Operation Hope Mortgage Hotline at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673. Look, don't lose your home just because you didn't pick up the phone. Make that call today or visit us at operationhope.org.
Good from the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
I think I'll listen to the radio.
It went away because, ladies and gentlemen...
But, sir, how are you listening to Jay? He's nowhere near here.
Oh, I listen online. I just go to...
That's AM760.net, sir.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you sure that's right?
Hey, guys, I know what the website address is. I'm the president, remember? I know everything.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Listen to AM760, Colorado's progressive talk on AM760.net.
It's 7:26 here. It looks completely white outside the window here. 31 degrees. It's supposed to go up to 34, I think it said. 303-713-7600. In the first hour, we're talking about the top line story in all the newspapers today, the effort to by the White House to fire GM CEO Rick Wagoner. My question out there is, Why is the White House using its power to fire an auto company CEO, but having photo ops at the White House with banking CEOs? Why the double standard? Then we just talked to Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer, which works for drug policy reform. After President Obama took a question in his online town hall meeting last week where it was asked about effort to reform our drug policies, potentially legalize marijuana, and the president laughed it off. And how, really, it's a very serious issue, and public perceptions, I think, are changing on that issue. And actually, the administration is taking some serious steps to reform drug policy, even as the Obama, President Obama, laughed off the question. What's your take on that issue? Are you for legalization? Some kind of legalization? Or do you think legalization's a bad idea? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Let's go to Greg in Westminster. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I disagree with you on what you said that he laughed it off as legalization. I think what he said was that he didn't feel like it was the answer to our economic quagmire that we're in. I think he can't really say whether he believes it or not. He doesn't want to be labeled as the pot president. But I think the most important thing at this point for us to do is we have to look at the drug policy, what we're looking at, in three different fronts. The number one front is going to be legalization of hemp for agriculture purposes, which is really, really difficult because there's some kickback from some organized businesses already that don't like it. Number two is medical marijuana, which we're fighting against the pharmaceuticals because they don't believe that it has any medical viability. That the they want to put it out. I mean, they think they come up with Marinol and that's going to cover the problems. It doesn't. There's a hard way to control it. You can tax it. And number three is the total legalization, which I mean, I'm totally for, but it's very difficult to enforce. I think that people forget to look at when there was prohibition of alcohol. We totally had the same issue when it comes to gangs and so on in Chicago. And, you know, how do you combat that? Well, you legalize it, you control it, you tax the hell out of it. If there's a problem, tax it. And then form rehab. Our biggest problem in the nation is not drugs that we talk about, heroin, cocaine. The biggest problem that we have in the United States is addiction to prescription drugs, and that's in the best interest of the pharmaceutical company.
That's right. That's a really good point. I mean, you can't turn on one of these quote-unquote serious Sunday political talk shows without being inundated and pounded with drug company ads. And,
oh, yeah.
And I think that clearly contributes to a culture where we're taught that drugs, all kinds of drugs, legal prescription drugs, to everything, is the solution to our problems in our life. So you're right. I mean, we are not really having a debate over drug policy in any serious way, if we're not talking about rehab, if we're not talking about the problem of prescription drug addiction. You're absolutely right. And it's just bizarre to me that marijuana remains this incredibly taboo subject when, you know, and I think that the Colorado Springs Gazette, of all places, by the way, very, very conservative paper, they make the best point here, right? The Obama administration has said, I'm reading from its editorial, the Obama administration has said that on medical matters it will be guided by science rather than political considerations. If that does not square with, that statement does not square with the effort to keep marijuana illegal, because by all scientific measures, marijuana is less harmful than alcohol. And so the idea that alcohol is completely legal, and Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer made a really good point, the idea that politicians run before the cameras to show themselves drinking beer at the same time that they support keeping marijuana illegal, from a scientific perspective, that is positively absurd. It's just ridiculous.
Well, anybody that smokes pot immediately is labeled as a drug addict or as a person that has no opinion that they're going to listen to. Now, I think there's one thing that I would like to caution, the media and you guys, is that you can't lump everything together. I would love to hear somebody that looks at hemp, which is different, which is zero THC or very, very small amount, as a agricultural product, and the value that it has to agriculture products. Unfortunately, the government linked them all together. And if we don't separate those between the two, which is hemp, and, I mean, the farmers are really, really want to do this. They really feel like, I mean, you can grow it anywhere, minimal water. It's pest resistant. It's a natural, it forces out all other types of weeds. It's just, you don't have to use pesticides. But we're not separating that. We're linking it all together. They're completely different products.
And Mason Tvert of Colorado Safer made that point, and I made an even broader point, that when you're talking about drugs, right, Hillary Clinton made this statement last week saying that America is as culpable in Mexico's trouble with drug violence as Mexico itself. And she said it's because of our insatiable demand for drugs. Now, you can't have an honest debate about drugs if you're just going to use the word drugs, right? Because the drug is everything from Tylenol to cocaine, right? And does it include hemp and the agricultural applications of hemp? Politicians, some say it does, some say it doesn't. We are not really having a a debate over drug policy, if we're throwing around terms like drugs, insatiable demand for drugs, that is not an honest and serious debate over drug policy. It's funny, friends of mine, when we would ever talk about this issue, they would always say, when they refer to marijuana, smoking drugs. Do you smoke drugs? It's like such a general term. You're not really having a serious debate. Thanks for the call.
Are you on dope?
Are you smoking drugs?
What movie was that? Are you on dope? Then give me some.
Are you smoking drugs? 303-713-7600. Get in on the conversation. We got a couple open lines. We can talk about the GM firings, the double standard. Why is the White House moving to fire GM's CEO and not any bank CEOs? And we talked to Mason Tvert about President Obama laughing off a question about potentially legalizing marijuana. What do you think about those things? 303-713-7600. All right, let's go to John Turk with Trap.
Let's fire the drug czar. Dave, got some really nasty conditions out there, especially on the turnpike. Going to see some really slow speeds there, beginning at Church Ranch, coming into Denver, all the way to 25, stop and go. Want to add about 20 to 30 minutes to that trip. Westbound side also filling in and halting there from Broadway all the way past McCaslin. Got some snow-packed and icy conditions, so everybody kind of taking it easy there. As well as on C-470 up in the foothills, going to see it on the westbound side there from Kipling past Hamden. Eastbound side full from Wadsworth all the way down to Platte Canyon. Going to briefly break loose. More stop and go there from basically Broadway up to 25. Got a disabled vehicle blocking the left-hand lane. Eastbound I-70 as you approach Quebec Street. That's causing some really heavy delays across the elevated portion on the eastbound side there, beginning at Pecos. Westbound side moving along pretty decent, but you will want to give yourself some extra time this morning. Speeds are really slow due to the conditions. Also, a brutal trip out of Cass Rock this morning from Wolfensberger all the way to Surrey Ridge. Speeds in the teens and 20s. A couple of accidents to let you know about. This rollover crash still slowing things down at Colorado and 144th, and now we have a new one at Tower in Mississippi. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers this morning and afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. Right now, 31 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The weather's getting warmer, bugs are getting braver, and windshields are getting dirtier. Go to Advanced Auto Parts and buy a pair of select premium Trico, Rain-X, or Bosch.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent Office with 50 locations. Make that four words. IntelligentOffice.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
New Global Campus's online program is so convenient and affordable, this would be the perfect time for you to go back to school. Complete your bachelor's or earn your master's degree online from CSU Global Campus. CSUGlobal.org. Real university. Real degree. Real affordable. Really. Register now for May or June start dates. Go to CSUGlobal.org or call 800-920-6723 today.
Brought to you by your Buick Pontiac GMC dealer, where last month, thousands of people took advantage of great financing on a large selection of cars, trucks, and crossovers. Find your dealer at bpgdealers.com.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-640-3900. That's 800-640-3900. Again, 640-3900.
I don't do drugs, though. Just weed.
That's from Dave Chappelle's Half-Baked. That movie's hilarious. 740 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. 303-713-7600. A1 story today, White House moves to fire GM CEO Rick Wagoner. My question is, why aren't we moving to fire bank CEOs? I was talking about last week, President Obama, the top three questions that the public voted on to ask him at his town hall meeting was about drug policy reform, and he laughed off a question about whether to legalize marijuana or not. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Couple open lines here, so give us a call and we'll get to your calls. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Chris in Fort Collins. Hey, Chris.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Want to talk about the GM problem?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, years ago, GM, they were about 10 years ahead of everyone when it came to building a vehicle that could get 50 to 60 miles per gallon. The whole car and the whole production of the car was scrapped. They made about 200 to 300 cars. It was a mid-range engine car. It was based on the Fiero model. I think it was a Plymouth Fiero. It was the lightest car, American car, ever made. And if you think about a little bit about common sense, the lighter the vehicle, the more miles you're going to get per gallon with a good, efficient engine. The whole program was scrapped when about 8 years ago, and it wasn't because they were bought out by the big business by oil companies, basically. It's never brought out into the mass media, which is just a joke, because GM caused their own problems. They were 10 years ahead of everyone 8 years ago. And they scrapped their whole idea on an efficient, quality, sustainable vehicle that would help the American people, not buy junk that they've been building for the last 20 years, telling us to buy American.
Well, look, I'm not defending GM, right? I mean, I'm not a GM defender here. I'm just asking, you know, why the double standard? Because for every problem you can list to me about that GM has caused, I can list to you 10 problems that Bank of America has
caused. Well, here's the issue. I think the big issue between the car industry and the banking industry. The car industry, they created their own problem. They didn't build a good quality vehicle, so they made their own bet. The bank industry, you got liberals, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, you name it, they're all in it. They all had a piece of this mess.
But hold on a minute. The banks created their own problems, too. I would argue that the politicians helped create the problems for the car companies. Well, not help create them, but set the regulatory framework to allow them to happen. Right? Politicians in both parties didn't want to increase fuel efficiency standards, for example. I mean, you had a lot of Democratic politicians from places
like
Michigan.
Why?
Well, because they bought the argument. At least the Democratic politicians from Michigan, they bought the argument that it would hurt jobs in the country. It would hurt
only one who was going to hurt was the fossil fuel.
No, I agree with you. You're not getting any argument from me.
I know, but who do they think that the American people are that naive? Lobbyists.
But here's the thing. There was a lot of confusion about. Not confusion. Here's what happened. And I worked in the House when a lot of these fuel efficiency bills came up. What would happen is that the car companies would say to Congress, if you pass a fuel efficiency bill, it's going to hurt our profits because we're going to have to spend a lot of money retrofitting our factories, and that's going to cut jobs. And the UAW, and let's just be honest here, the UAW was as opposed to higher fuel efficiency standards as the auto industry management, because the UAW believed the auto execs who said we're going to have to cut jobs. So there was a whole look. There's a lot of blame to go around in the auto industry, and there's a lot of blame to go around in the banking industry. And so I'm not going to sit here and defend GM's decisions. They're largely indefensible. But I do think that a really important question is, why are we treating the banks with kid gloves and we're pushing around the auto companies, especially when we're giving away so much more money to the banks than we are to the auto companies? It's the double standard that I'm curious about. I mean, what do you think?
I think the biggest issue when you bring that point out is that the banking industry, for one, is the number one capitalist industry in America. I mean, that's what we run our economy on. Okay?
No. See, that's the problem. That is the problem, is that we've become a society where 30 or 35% of our society's profits are in the financial industry, which doesn't actually make anything. Right, that's actually the problem. There has never been an economy in the world that has succeeded by building itself on the trading of speculative paper. That's the fundamental problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. But when we have lobbyists that run our country as far as making laws, because as far as I'm concerned, corporate America, which is what, maybe 5 to 7% of all business in the country, am I correct, or somewhere in that range?
What, okay. The financial industry?
As far as corporate America versus small business.
Okay.
Corporate America has lobbyists. Small business doesn't have, that's nowhere near the lobbyists that corporate America has.
That's absolutely true.
At the lobbyists alone, okay, lobbyists alone, and everyone who gets elected that has to have some kind of corporate support, okay. They all have their hands in some kind of interest.
Okay. And I agree with you. And I guess you're not going to get an argument from me about that. But the issue here is, and you made some great points. The issue here is, though, the auto companies have lobbyists and the banks have lobbyists. The auto companies give lots of money to politicians and the banks give lots of money to politicians. So, in terms of their political influence, these are two politically influential sectors of the economy. And it's bizarre that we're treating one sector of that economy in one way and another sector of that economy in another way, especially when I could make a pretty credible argument to you that what really tore down our economy is not the problems of the auto companies. I mean, those are real problems. But what really tore down our economy were these CEOs at the bank companies that turned the financial industry into a casino. Thanks for the call, man. 303-713-7600 is the number here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Again, 303-713-7600. Get in on the discussion. We're talking about the A1 story is the firing of GM CEO Rick Wagoner. My open question is, why is the White House using its power to fire GM CEO but not bank CEOs? And then my other question is, why did President Obama laugh off the question at his online town hall meeting about marijuana legalization? I mean, it's not a funny issue. And I asked that question, again, these are genuine questions here. I'm not trying to needle President Obama. I mean, I think President Obama has done some really, really good stuff already, for instance, on drug policy reform. Stopping or lessening the federal raids on states that have more tolerant drug policies. 303-713-7600. 32 degrees. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. And it's a really nasty commute for us. Really weren't expecting this one this morning, but stop-and-go conditions on all the major highways around town. Going to find speeds in the teens and 20s due to the wet roads. Got some icy spots out to the west and north end. Multiple accidents southbound I-25 near Highway 7, so expect some major delays there between Fort Collins and Denver. That's got some blowing snow really causing some nasty driving conditions. Also, multi-vehicle accident westbound I-70 near Strasburg. Roads very slick out on that end. And if you're driving around the foothills in Boulder and Golden and in Littleton, do expect to go quite slow and really be careful of those bridge ramps and overpasses. Got a few surface street crashes as well. Colfax and Lincoln, one at Colorado and 144. Still in the cleanup phase there, a rollover, and one at Tower and Mississippi. Your forecast, windy and cooler, light scattered snow showers, just about an inch expected, but looks like we might get a little more than that. Calling for a high of 37. Right now, 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or on...
At H&R Block, you've got people who find...
$1,123 my old tax guy missed.
$998 I missed when I did them myself.
$2,583. And that's just in federal.
$5,781.
An extra $837 in missed deductions.
I just can't afford to take chances anymore. That's why I've got people.
Last year, H&R Block found errors on 4 out of 5 returns prepared by others. Get a second look at your taxes for only $29. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com today. Individual results may vary. Additional fees may apply.
It's for you. Intelligent Office with 50 locations. Make that 4 words. IntelligentOffice.com.
Now you can win the weight loss struggle once and for all. Cleanse to Thin is a 2-step program that decreases your hunger and increases your energy by eliminating toxins and overcoming leptin resistance. Leptin resistance causes those constant cravings that say, I'm hungry. The Cleanse to Thin weight loss system is revolutionary and it works. First, while you sleep, it cleanses your body of the harmful byproducts and toxins that have been stored up for years. Second, it puts the natural compound Leptopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy. This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN. Or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com.
7:52, now's the time we go to Mike Spear, the Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage. You can reach him at 303-749-2770. Mike, I heard that the news of the auto companies, the firing of Rick Wagoner, may be rippling through the market. Tell us what's going on.
Well, yeah, it is. It's pulling down the markets, certainly, David. Good morning. I hope you had a nice weekend. But the markets are pulling back this morning and pulling back pretty handily. The Dow right now is down 240 points. The S&P is down 25. Gold is up $7.30 at 9:30. Also, oil is down a fair amount today. So we are, and I think a lot of it has to do with just what you said, concerns that the automakers might be having some problems. And, you know, I mean, come on, to think that the world's issues or the market's issues would be over in the last 2 to 3 weeks is just foolhardy to think that. So I think it's important to craft a strategy that protects your income, that protects your investments if you're going to be needing it, particularly in the next few years. And that's what we're focused on at Presidential Brokerage, David, watching very closely what happens to your 401k, what happens with your investments.
So if you'd like some ideas on what we're doing, give us a call today. My partner, Bob Blake, will take your call, and Ian, I'll meet with you if you want us to. It's free to consult with us, so give us a holler.
303-749-2770. Mike Spear, the Executive Vice President of Presidential Brokerage, and you make the best point. You always make the best point, which is this idea people should just buy and hold and not look at what's going on with their portfolios. I couldn't agree with you more, man.
It's reckless to do that, I think.
Absolutely. Mike, thanks again. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, good to hear from you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
7:55 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go back to the phones. Brian and Russell Gulch. Brian.
Good morning.
Hey there.
Hello. I just wanted to make a comment about the marijuana issue.
Yeah.
I think there's something that goes unsaid, another problem. It's obvious that the pharmaceutical companies don't want marijuana to come in, but the capitalization of the prison system since Ronald Reagan, privatization, when they privatized prisons, it was advantageous to fill them for the capitalists who were in the prison business, and they filled them with marijuana users.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true, and that goes untalked about, which is that for instance, companies like the Corrections Corporation of America, private prison builder and management company, huge company, hugely powerful in state politics. They obviously have a financial interest in very, very draconian drug laws that put as many people behind bars as possible. Because then they go to state legislatures and say, listen, you gotta have a place to put all these people. And so they're one of the biggest lobbying forces behind our draconian drug laws. I'm really glad you brought that up. It's a really, really important point. Brian, thanks for the call, man.
You bet.
All right, back to the phones. One last call before the top of the hour. Chris in Boulder. Chris.
Hi. I'm wondering if the reason for this discrepancy between the banking industry and the auto industry is that the banking industry contributes a lot of money to both parties for their political campaigns, and maybe the auto industry, because they have labor unions, aren't as influential.
Chris, I love you. That's such a good point. I mean, that is such a good point, and the point being that sometimes you can tell where the parties come down on issues. Actually, often you can tell where the parties are going to come down on issues by looking at who gets what money. And it is true that if you look at the auto companies' political contributions, the auto companies, the company management gives a lot of money to Republicans, but not that much money to Democrats. The unions, the auto worker unions, just don't have a lot of money to give, certainly relatively, they don't have a lot of money to give to either party. Meanwhile, the banks give a huge amount of money to both parties. So if you think about those three moving parts there, you start to see how it's possible why there's different treatment for one industry and different treatment for the other industry. Chris, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
7:57, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. After the news at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking to a professor here in Colorado who was the professor of Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice is one of his students, and he's going to be talking to us about the Bush administration's policy on torture, national security, Again, he taught Condi Rice here in Colorado. Stick around after the top of the hour.
Hey, I don't need to be your Facebook friend, MySpace buddy, or Twitter pal. But there is a cool new way for us to connect. Now you can listen to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your BlackBerry. It's free. Find out how on AM760.net.
During the Great Depression, people were frantic to get their hands on gold. With the markets collapsing, people losing their homes, and banks going under, no one wanted to be left out in the cold without reliable assets like gold coins. Today, gold is in limited supply, but the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of coins gleaming in 24-karat gold, the beautiful gold koala. Minted by the Australian government and offered at a remarkable $98 per coin when you call 1-800-700-8926. Limit 5 per caller. Gold coins are harder to find than ever, and only a handful of countries have the rich natural resources required to mine this precious metal. But one of those countries is Australia, and the New York Mint has reached an exclusive agreement to release a limited quantity of Australia's glittering gold koala coins at just $98 each. Limit 5 per caller. This is a special radio offer, so don't miss this rare opportunity to get your hands on gold affordably. Call 1-800-700-8926. 1-800-700-8926.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's a Blue Monday on Wall Street. Stock prices opened way down, at least in part to reaction to the White House move that forced GM CEO Rick Wagner to resign. In New York, the Dow Industrial Average is down 225 points. Investment manager Michael Farr.
Markets seem to be trading on every breath and utterance from government. I don't take that as a particularly healthy sign, but I do accept that it's here to stay for a while.
In Detroit, most callers to CBS radio station WWJ said Wagner was a sacrificial lamb.
The worst thing that could have happened is to remove Rick Wagner. He knows the auto business. He knows General Motors.
About an hour from now, President Obama will lay down some new markers for GM and Chrysler.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Obama will tell the automakers, if you want to survive these toughest of times and receive more bailout money, you will have to completely retool. Emphasizing the need for what one official described as a clean sheet, the White House forced the ouster of GM's chief executive. It also rejected GM and Chrysler's restructuring plans. Mr. Obama will set firm timelines for the companies to comply with the government demands for restructuring.
Police are wondering if a domestic issue triggered yesterday's bloodshed at a Carthage, North Carolina nursing home. CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest.
Police say the alleged gunman's ex-wife worked at the nursing home. Sue Griffin says 45-year-old Robert Stewart had violent tendencies.
Well, he'd get mad because something didn't go his way and throw something at you.
Seven elderly patients and a nurse died in the shooting rampage. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Carthage, North Carolina.
A big storm is heading for waterlogged Fargo, North Dakota, just as things were beginning to look up. CBS's Steve Futterman is on the scene.
At the daily flood briefing, officials here said the Red River keeps receding. The big concern now is the weather. A winter snowstorm is set to hit sometime today. The Weather Service predicts up to 14 inches of snow here in the Fargo area. But the real worry are winds of up to 30 miles an hour. Those winds could create waves on the river, waves which will put even more pressure on the already stressed levees and dikes. Steve Futterman, CBS News at City Hall in Fargo.
Real estate values in some parts of the country have fallen so far that banks are just walking away from some delinquent properties. In Cleveland, Professor Kermit Lind is an expert on foreclosure law.
Banks are discovering that the property is not going to produce enough money at sale to do them any good, so they're just abandoning their lien interest.
A real estate industry report that's just been released says vacation and investment home sales slipped to less than a third of all home sales last year. That's down from a peak of 40% in 2005. Overseas, British police say they found weapons in a home in the city of Plymouth where they arrested five people who were allegedly going to take part in protests at this week's G20 summit. This is CBS News.
GM, offering 20 models that get an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon or better highway, more than any other manufacturer, helping you squeeze every mile out of a drop of gas. Details at gm.com/solutions.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real-life people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
What if I were to say April is not Century 21 Open House Month? That's an April Fool's joke. April is obviously Century 21 Open House Month. Go to Century21.com or your local Century 21 office for open house listings and let one of our Century 21 agents put you on the path home. Century 21 Real Estate, LLC. Each office independently owned and operated.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Another blast of winter. This morning's fast-moving band of snow showers indicative of our forecast today.
In terms of accumulations, you might see a half an inch, maybe mainly on the grassy areas, but the surfaces should stay wet because of the warm temperatures we had yesterday.
Meteorologist Frank Cooper with the National Weather Service says much more snow is expected in the mountains. A snow and blowing snow advisory is posted today for the high country, where 4 to 10 inches of snow are expected. We're expected to get no more than an inch or so in the metro area. Friday's court session in Ward Churchill's civil trial ended with an apology to the jury from Judge Larry Naves for the case going longer than expected. Week 4 of the Churchill case begins this morning. CU's planning to call a few more witnesses. Closing arguments will come after that. The first murder in Firestone since 1982. Police say a 47-year-old man is suspected of shooting his ex-wife and her friend before killing himself. A falling rock near the Boulder Falls trailhead seriously injured a 63-year-old Wisconsin woman yesterday afternoon. The woman was airlifted to St. Anthony's Central Hospital. A Southwest Airlines flight from Phoenix to Detroit diverted to Denver over the weekend after two passengers got into an altercation. A woman was removed from the plane. And if you want to lend a hand to the new energy economy, Xcel Energy will take you. Xcel is looking for 10,000 volunteers to help install high-tech so-called smart meters in Boulder. Xcel Energy spokesman Tom Henley says it will allow the utility to more quickly track and fix power outages. In sports, Anaheim beats the Avs 4-1 last night, and former Denver Broncos coach and general manager Lou Saban passed away over the weekend. He was 87 years old. Saban coached the Broncos from 1967 to 1971. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it's a miserable drive right now. The interstates are pretty much crawling anywhere you're heading, but those slowest stretches are going to be southbound I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. Northbounders on I-25 as you're trying to get on into the tech center, crawling out of Castle Rock. Single-digit speeds from Wolfensberger all the way past Surrey Ridge. Miserable drive there. A couple cars mixed it up. Northbound 225 at Colfax. That's causing delays across Aurora. Could see some slowdowns in both directions. Outside the city limit, it's a terrible drive as well. Multiple crashes being reported on I-25 near Highway 7. Those are slide-offs. I-70 shut down. This in both directions near Stroudsburg. Roads are going to be slick. Big chain reaction crash there. Taking a while to get cleaned up. Also on 76, this is right around Roggen. That's where we're looking at delays as well. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
New casino players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat buffet or delicious deli meal free as a new casino player. Hungry yet? Take I-70 to exit 243, Hidden Valley to Fortune Valley. Some restrictions apply.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. He drove over a pothole a little fast and crack. He could have saved time and money with an Elite Safelite repair. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. Yep, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
808 here on a very snowy morning. Caught the Denver meteorological community off guard. I don't think anybody was expecting this. It's like a sheet of white out our window here. 303-713-7600 is the number. First hour, we talked about the firing of GM CEO Rick Wagoner. We asked the question, why is the White House moving to fire CEOs at auto companies, but not at banking companies? In the second hour, we talked to Mason Tvert about marijuana legalization and President Obama laughing off a question about that issue. And now we're going to go to my friend, Professor Alan Gilbert of University of Denver. Professor Gilbert, you actually had Condi Rice in your class, right?
Yes, she took 8 courses from me.
Eight courses?
Yes, as a graduate student. Getting a master's and PhD, and she did an independent year-long project with me on music and politics in the Soviet Union.
Okay, so we're not going to hold that against you. We won't.
Listen, what should be entitled to have done anything? Perhaps not all, however.
So we asked you to come on to talk about some of the issues as they relate to torture. This issue that has become a major point of contention and controversy in the Bush administration and now in the Obama administration. Tell us, if you can, because it sometimes feels like it's hard to follow all this. Tell us where we are right now, what our government's posture towards the issue of torture is. We know that the Bush administration effectively, they didn't legalize it because it wasn't legal, but they went forward in a lot of really controversial ways on doing torture, if you will, against potential and suspected terror suspects. Where are we now? Has there been a big change from what was going on in the Bush administration to today in the Obama administration?
Yes, and there are changes occurring outside the Obama administration which will put immense pressure on the Obama administration to proceed. Bush organized horrific torture, both directly done by Americans and supervised by Americans. And he had a bunch of lawyers, if one can call them that, who simply wrote what Bush wanted.
This is John Yoo and all those folks, right?
Well, just yesterday, Baltasar Garzon, the Spanish judge who indicted Pinochet under the Convention Against Torture, the Universal Jurisdiction Against Torture, had the attorneys refer to the Spanish Attorney General the case of 6 lawyers, including David Addington, Cheney's leading creature, John Yoo, Stephen Bradbury, Alberto Gonzalez. So there's already a case proceeding against them in Europe. What Obama has done is that Attorney General Holder said point-blank waterboarding is torture. And Cheney said, oh, that's a duck in a pond. That's not serious. He actually said that publicly in an interview just before he left office. So there's very little doubt that those two, Cheney's admission and Holder's statement, are sufficient under American law. There are several aspects of the American Code, 2340A and 41, which the statutory code, which require them to implement the Geneva Convention and investigate all cases of torture. And if they don't, then universal jurisdiction applies and others can.
So in other words, the Obama administration technically should be spearheading an investigation into the kinds of torture that potentially happened during the Bush administration.
Should have taken the lead on it. That's the obligation under the treaty we signed, the Convention Against Torture, and under the Geneva Conventions and Article 6, Section 2 of the American Constitution. The Supremacy Clause makes treaties signed the highest law of the land, and there are several articles of the American Statutory Code which underpin this. It was the Convention Against Torture was signed by Reagan in 1988 and ratified by Congress in 1994.
Okay, so are they doing that?
No.
Why not?
Well, partly, and this is very sad, we have a political elite, including a media elite, which thinks that murder if committed by the president or crushing the testicles of a terror suspect to get information. I'm the son of a terror suspect to get information out of him. That was one of Alberto Gonzalez's wonderful examples in public about this. Is not a sufficient crime so that we can't forget it in view of all of the crises here. And England, which has the rule of law, has referred the cases of English officers and potentially higher-ups in the government to the English prosecuting authorities because of the torture of Binyam Mohamed, who was at Guantanamo. He was tortured in Morocco, again, horrifically. There were British, the British knew about it, at least. The CIA oversaw the torture in Morocco, which included cutting on his genitals and pouring acid on them. I mean, it's unspeakable what has been done to some of these people.
We're talking to Dr. Alan Gilbert, a professor at the University of Denver, who, as I said at the beginning, actually had Condi Rice, as one of his students a long time ago. And he is an expert on a lot of these issues surrounding torturing suspects, which has become a major controversy since the Bush administration. He just told us that the Obama administration has not yet moved forward with an investigation into what happened during the Bush administration. Professor Gilbert, what is the, you know, Glenn Greenwald, the excellent blogger at Salon.com, he's a lawyer, he's a blogger. He has said that basically in the United States, as opposed to in many other countries, we treat our political elite as above the law, and that it's his feeling, it's his thesis, his theory, that the reason we haven't looked back with some kind of war crimes tribunal on what happened during the Bush administration is because for all the talk about populism in our culture, that we treat politicians as above the law, or at least the media elite and the watchdog elite effectively treats politicians as being allowed to be above the law. What's your take on that?
I read Greenwald and think of him along with Scott Horton, who's an international lawyer who blogs at Harpers.org, as the two leading lawyers who talk about this matter. One of the really marvelous points he makes is that this is an extraordinarily punitive judicial system, particularly toward black people who get caught with drugs or, you know, there are a lot of marijuana crimes. There are over 2 million prisoners in jail. Now, Scooter Libby, Cheney's assistant, actually released information about a woman who's a CIA agent, Valerie Plame, who's in charge of weapons of mass destruction. So supposedly the Bush administration wanted to get weapons of mass destruction, but they charged this woman because her husband pointed out that there was no yellow cake uranium in Niger, that story which they used to excuse the invasion of Iraq was a lie, as every other story that they told about was pretty much a lie. And they went after her. They exposed her. They exposed her network of sources. Now, I don't know what you'd call treason, and I'm not for the harshest punishments in the world, but it would seem to me that this is pretty close to a crime of treason. Libby was barely indicted, and the man behind it, who's Cheney, is still walking around.
It's really, really incredible. And a lot of the, look, a lot of the rhetoric surrounding looking into crimes of the Bush administration has been about, you know, we've got to move forward. The voters voted for change. What's your response to that? I mean, if you don't think about it, if you just hear that nonsense, and I'm of course giving away my own point of view on it, but if you just hear that nonsense,
hard not to speak English.
You just listen to it for like a second, and you don't think about it. It it might make some sense. Oh, we got to move forward. Let's not look back. I mean, that's been sort of the president's take on this, his rhetorical take on this. What's your feeling about that? I mean, is there some validity to the idea that we shouldn't be spending our time looking back on what the Bush administration did, that we've got pressing problems that require us to just look forward? What do you think about that?
Several points. The take of ordinary people by a poll about a month ago was 67% of Americans want people prosecuted for torture. The media elite, what it says about this is false. In fact, it amounts to a deliberate lie.
Because we know, again, the polling tells us we know what the public wants.
Yes, and by the way, Greenwald had a very good column on that, and several other bloggers did. And again, the response of, I can only call them hacks, like David Ignatius and Ruth Marcus and others in the New York Times, some of the people, was just to ignore this and to go ahead blithely as if nobody cares. Look, the rule of law since 1218, Magna Carta, establishes that the difference between a system of law and torture is that you get a day in court, and that the government can't detain you indefinitely, and it cannot brutalize you until you say whatever they want, which is what you get out of torture. And so you don't get good information either. It's not that they, Cheney, with this idea of the major leagues as a torturer trying to achieve the Torquemada status after which he yearns, actually got any information which protected us from torture.
Right.
The rule of law is the cardinal thing that differentiates us, for example, from Al-Qaeda. If one wanted to be perfectly sarcastic and think about Bush and their evil and we're good, of course it is Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden who have a collection of torture prisons around the world and arrangements with torturers in which they send people they pick up off the streets who are Jews and Christians to be tortured. But if it turns out that that's us who has it, it doesn't make us look too good.
That's right. That's right. Professor Alan Gilbert of the University of Denver, hey, thanks for taking the time this morning. And
thank you,
let's
David.
Periodically check in on these issues. Make sure to email me if and when there are updates from this set of issues in the news. Keep me posted. This stuff is hard to follow, and we need people like you out there helping us follow it. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Professor Alan Gilbert from the University of Denver. He is a specialist in tracking these issues of torture, the rule of law. He's telling us that we are obligated right now to look back on what happened during the Bush administration, but that the Obama administration has yet to move forward on that. I'm still holding out hope that the Obama administration will move forward on that. Professor Gilbert was a professor who's one of his students, if you can believe this, was Condi Rice. It's pretty crazy. 821, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. 303-713-7600. After the break, we'll go back to the phones. Topics of the day, GM, the firing of the CEO. We talked about President Obama's laughing off a question about marijuana legalization. And if you want to weigh in on the issue of torture, do you think we should be spending more time looking back and prosecuting crimes of the Bush administration? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic on a snowy, snowy morning.
Yeah, and this one really caught us off guard this morning. Really slow speeds, single digits and teens on all the major highways around Denver, Aurora, and Boulder, and the highways in between. Northbound 25 going to be really slow from Wolfensburger all the way to Surrey Ridge. Speeds in the single digits there. You may want to use 85. That seems to be moving just a little bit better. They have, CDOT rather, has closed down I-70 out near Strasburg, both sides. Lots of accidents there. Slide-offs, detours are in place. Also got a bunch of crashes coming southbound on 25 near Highway 7 there at Longmont. More crashes to pull. Five vehicles involved in this one on the ramp from westbound 6th Avenue to Sheridan. That's making things tough there in the Denver-Lakewood border. Also, two cars involved in a crash northbound 225 at Colfax. One southbound I-25 near 225 and two slide-off accidents westbound I-70 at E-470. And also got a single vehicle accident westbound I-70 near Tower and one on westbound on I-70 near 6th Avenue. So just to give you an idea, it's going to be a really long and treacherous commute for you this morning. We're only expecting a little dusting, but these are whiteout conditions, and they're pretty much all around the metro. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers this.
Want to learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life with solar and save money doing it? Then join Independent Power Systems at the Highlands Ranch Solar Community Event Tuesday, March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Southridge Rec Center. Learn how solar power works and how you can save more than 60% on solar at this free workshop. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts, will demystify the solar rebate and tax credit and tell you how to save even more with their community pricing discount. Learn what to look for in a solar contractor and what you can do to eliminate your electric bill for life. Join Independent Power Systems March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Southridge Rec Center. Space is limited. Reserve your seat today at solarips.com/Southridge to register. That's solarips.com/Southridge. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how.
Operate it. And they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that. And I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great. The selection is great. And you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you go buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto is open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
And now for the bonus round. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Flapjacks.
Correct. What comes next in this series? Crustacean? Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
This weekend, you're invited to sample delicious foods and amazing savings at the Sam's Club Taste of Spring Open House. Everyone is welcome. From Easter dinner to the season's first barbecue, plan the perfect menu at an exceptional value. Premium spiral cut hams, black pepper and portobello mushroom pork loin, fresh coconut cake, and more. See how much you can save by looking for the insert in Wednesday's newspaper. Then experience the savings by shopping as our guest. This weekend only at the Sam's Club Taste of Spring Open House.
I found parts of Ward Churchill's essay extremely offensive.
Mario Solis marriage.
But that being said, for all the time that these right-wingers clamor about freedom and liberty, and the first shot they get somebody fired because they disagree with them.
Mario Solis marriage. Afternoons at 4.
He had committed a thought crime, and in Bush's America, that was not allowed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Four, 8:26 on a completely whited out Monday morning. 303-713-7600. This is the kind of morning you just want to pull the covers over your head and stay in bed. Some news of the weird. This is my favorite story. Vince Schlomi, the ShamWow pitchman, arrested for battering a hooker. You know the ShamWow guy? I'm not laughing at battering a hooker. I'm really not. I'm just laughing. Every time I see the ShamWow guy, I laugh. ShamWow pitchman Vince Schlomi was arrested on felony battery charges in Miami last month following a violent encounter with a hooker, according to the Smoking Gun. This is a crazy story. The ShamWow guy. I mean, that is ShamWow. Pretty crazy. All right, let's go to the phones. Dave in Denver. Dave.
Hey, David, thank you. I wanted to congratulate you on that interview with, to Professor Gilbert. That was absolutely outstanding.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And it is you who put him on.
Yes.
Because I thought one of the interesting things in what he was saying is he talked about how well the media elite controls what America gets to hear.
That's absolutely true. And I think the best point he made was the poll that came out from Gallup in the midst of all the punditry that says, well, Americans don't want to look back on what happened in the Bush administration and the crimes of the Bush administration, and President Obama is saying, you know, maybe we probably shouldn't look back, we have to move forward. A Gallup poll came out, this is probably 6-8 weeks ago, that showed the vast majority of the country, we're not talking about 55% here, we're talking in the 70s. 70-something percent of the public wants the government to conduct an investigation into the crimes, the potential crimes of the Bush administration, with the understanding that if you don't do that, you set a precedent that laws can simply be broken.
Absolutely true, and that's a wonderful aspect of it. But the one that fascinates me the most is that he actually said the media elite, because, I mean, generally when anyone broaches the subject of that, they're immediately vilified and mocked as, a conspiracy nut.
Well, but there really is a media elite, and the media elite is really, I think, completely out of touch with the country. I saw a column recently by Joe Klein of Time Magazine, who I really despise. I find him to be just a really odious human being. And his column essentially said, and I'll try to dig it up here and read from it at some point in the next hour. His column said that the anger out there about what's going on, for instance, in the economy, the public really isn't that angry. That the anger is just among people who were paid to be angry on cable television and in the media, which is so fundamentally absurd. It's so fundamentally ridiculous. But look, this is what the media elite does. As much as there are people who may be paid to be outraged in the media, there are far more people in the media who are paid explicitly to defend the status quo. Right? I mean, this is what, if you are a pundit at Time Magazine, okay, you are not going to be writing that you think banks should be nationalized. You are not going to be writing anything, really, that challenges any fundamental tenets of the corporate status quo, because you are the voice of, you are being paid by the corporate status quo. I mean, that is what Time Magazine is, and that is what it does. And so part of, I think, what I try to do on this show is in the small way that I can, is help us all become a little bit more media literate, right? There is no such thing as objectivity, I don't think.
Right. And it isn't that they're paid to do that, but they've been chosen. They've been selected. If you look at who gets talk shows,
that's right,
locally or nationally, these are people who've been selected. And because we have such a concentration of media ownership, there is no free market of ideas. And if people don't hear and generally whenever any of these selected voices are challenged, they say, oh, the Internet. Well, the Internet is so diverse and fractionalized, there is no widespread coverage of it. So that's just a red herring. That's just a false argument. I mean, the media where most people get their information from is in the hands of what, 5 corporations?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And by the way, as newspapers, big Metro Daily newspapers cut staff and die, it's the amount of voices dominating our media debate become fewer and fewer. You know, as I said to a friend recently, it was a friend in the media world. I said, you know, the sickest and saddest part about our media, when you watch TV, and increasingly when you listen to the radio, although not on this show, but increasingly what you can tell what you're going to see on TV and hear on national radio shows, all throughout the media landscape. If you just read the front page of the New York Times, that's it. I mean, that's what the media is becoming. It's just a reverb machine for the front page of the New York Times. And I think that that's not such a good thing. There's a lot of other stories happening underneath the front page of the New York Times. The New York Times has an agenda. And as you said, it's not necessarily that the reporters and the columnists there are are be think that they are being paid to do this.
Something or other.
But they are being selected. That's right. The system selects for people to shill for the status quo. The corporate structure at the New York Times and at Time Magazine, as just two examples, they select for people to shill for the status quo.
And it is interesting because it basically ties right back into what you were earlier talking about, class.
Absolutely.
Because basically...
That's the issue you can't talk about.
These people's commonality is not their race, it's not their religion, it's their wealth and their contempt for, I mean, the principles Americans say we believe in.
That's exactly right.
But,
and that,
I mean,
and that's
they
why,
basically feel rich people are better than other people.
That's exactly right. That's why you see the big, I mean, it's really, it's so obvious when you start thinking about it. It actually becomes kind of scary. That's why you see, like, you know, the New York Times op-ed page. Who do you got? You got Tom Friedman, Maureen Dowd, right? David Brooks. I mean, these are people who...
all went to the same university, we're all in the same fraternity, all go to the same
and all
club.
Advocate the same effective thing. There is no difference between Tom Friedman and David Brooks.
And that is why we don't have voices calling to hold these criminals accountable for the crimes they have committed. That is why we don't have voices saying we need to reinstitute the Glass-Steagall Act.
You know,
I mean, these are the kinds of changes that are really meaningful, and what a lot of people are so disappointed on with the new administration is meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Well, I don't think it's the same as the old boss, but I think the theme of what you're saying is right. And what kills me, what just kills me, is this idea that we supposedly have a liberal media. I think in the conventional definition, when Fox News and the Republicans say that, they're saying we have a Democratic Party-loving media. Now, that may or may not be true. I don't think it's true. But we have a conservative media in the sense that it is a status quo-protecting media. That's the ideology that connects everybody across the quote-unquote spectrum on the New York Times op-ed page. That is what connects most of the media to each other. It's not liberal or conservative. It's status quo affirming. And that's the problem. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Phones are almost all open. 303-713-7600. It is snowing like crazy out there. Sounds like a bad traffic situation. Let's go to John Turk.
It is a bad traffic situation out there, and this one pretty unexpected for us this morning. Wet, slick roads on all the major highways around Denver and Boulder and in between. Multiple accidents on the outskirts as well. 76 near Hudson. Single-digit speeds there and Morgan at the Morgan County line. Also westbound 70 closed and eastbound side as well there near Strasburg. Roads very slick. Detours are in place, and I'm going to run you down the accidents that we have across the metro on the highways anyway. Northbound 225 at Colfax. Also got one on the southbound side as you get closer to the Tech Center at Yosemite. Five cars involved in this crash on the ramp from westbound 6th Avenue to Sheridan. That's making it real tough to get out of Lakewood. Several spinoffs southbound 25 at Highway 7. Also got one once you get into town, southbound 25 at 225. And on I-70, got a few of them. One at E-470, one at Tower, and again on the western end at 6th Avenue there in Golden. Your forecast, windy and cooler, light scattered snow showers. Supposedly, they look pretty heavy to me, calling for a high of 37. Right now, 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City.
Get the good stuff!
It's time to say goodbye to winter and that coat of dirt and grime on your car. So stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store and get a free Napa Car Wash bucket with any $25 purchase. This 5-gallon bucket is perfect for washing away all the ugly reminders of old man winter. Visit Napa today for everything you need to get your car shining like new. Spend $25 and get a free Napa Car Wash bucket. Available while supplies last at participating stores.
Napa. Get the good stuff!
Have you ever thought about finishing your bachelor's degree or even your master's degree, but you just don't think you have the time or resources to make it happen? Think again. CSU Global has 100% online degree programs that live up to the standards and quality of the Colorado State University system. That's right. CSUGlobal.org is a real university providing a real degree. Now that's something impressive to add to your resume. Through our commitment to meet the standards of new and emerging industries, CSU Global provides career-relevant training and education to build the workforce needed to maintain a strong economy and a high quality of life in our communities. Our student-centric approach means that we work to make your degree fit your lifestyle and other life commitments. Our 8-week course format and multiple start dates allow you to start when the time is right for you, so you can finish your degree on your schedule. Check it out for yourself. Summer sessions begin soon. Go to csuglobal.org or call 800-920-6723. That's csuglobal.org or 800-920-6723.
50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
Are your taxes for a year or more? If you're afraid of the IRS, relax, because you don't have to go it alone. With one easy phone call to Turnkey Tax Relief, you can find out what your tax settlement options are. You'll never have to talk to the IRS directly. It can all be taken care of quickly and could even reduce your tax debt by up to 97%. Turnkey Tax Relief is staffed by professionals, including former employees of the IRS. We understand how the IRS works. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. Whether you're behind in filing your taxes, paying your taxes, if you've forgotten to pay employee payroll taxes, it can be scary. You don't have to go it alone. Call Turnkey Tax Relief right now. It could save you thousands. For your free confidential consultation, call 1-800-400-4029. That's 1-800-400-4029.
Dad, the toilet's angry again.
Is your math homework down there?
No, Dad, it always gurgles. Why don't you call Drain Solvers, the people that make you smile? They're having a $79 special to look into the sewer line.
Well, that's right. It was $279. Now it's just $79. Good call, sweetheart.
Don't let plumbing problems dampen your day. Drain Solvers has an incredible $79 special to check your pipes. Drain Solvers is a member of the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Network.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
What is that? Who are these guys? 311, right. 311. They're pretty cool. They had their little blip where they became, like, huge for, like, 5 seconds. But they've been around forever.
They have, and I was kind of disappointed they covered a Cure song, the love song. One of the worst songs ever written, and they decided to cover it. And that's kind of when I got turned off. But they're playing with Ziggy Marley at Red Rocks this summer. That should be good.
It was like 311 was always the music that we played in our dorm room before we were about to go out. We were pre-partying.
Yeah, it was hip college music, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of vodka in plastic bottles. That's when you know you're gonna have a bad night. Anything that comes in a plastic bottle, it's makes the hangover bad. All right, 841-303-713-7600. In the first hour, we talked about the firing of GM CEO Rick Wagoner at the request of the White House. My question, why is the White House moving to try to fire GM CEO, and I'm not defending GM CEO, but not moving to fire bank CEOs? In the second hour, we talked about President Obama last week laughing off a question about whether we should change our drug policies and potentially move to some kind of legalization of marijuana. And we just talked to Dr. Alan Gilbert of the University of Denver, who Condoleezza Rice was one of his students. And he talked about why the Obama administration seems to be dragging its feet on prosecuting potential Bush crimes, especially the ones about torture. What's your thoughts on any of these issues? What's the double standard about the firing of the CEOs? Do you think we should move towards legalizing marijuana? And why do you think the Obama administration may be dragging its feet on prosecuting Bush crimes? Let's go to the phones. Mike in Indian Hills. Mike, hello.
Hello. I had a just a comment, and looking at this from an outside perspective of the prosecution or the delayed prosecution of the Obama administration.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of wondering your opinion on, do you think this is partly due to the power of the CIA in Washington, and that if you went after these guys, Cheney and torture and down the line, I mean, how much of an effect would that, and where would you stop in prosecuting these guys? And then what would the future of interrogation and how these CIA guys out in the field, how would they, would it affect their jobs?
Interesting. I think you're touching on an issue in a different way than I see it, but I think you're onto something. I think that the Obama administration and Democrats in general are afraid to juxtapose themselves, to really take any kind of tough oversight posture towards any part of the national security apparatus for fear of being labeled as weak on national security. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the same, a slice of the same apple, if you will, that Democrats have been berated so long as being wimpy or weak on national security that there's a little bit of a fear of going up against potentially the CIA and saying, hey, what you're doing in the name of quote-unquote toughness, you know, torture stuff, is not okay. And there, I think there's a fear that if they do that, even, by the way, if they have the law behind them, that the Republicans will bill them as weak on security. I mean, it's like the old story, right? The old canard, this cartoonish idea that what the Republicans say, well, you know, what if we've got Osama bin Laden? And we need, he knows, we capture Osama bin Laden. Are you saying we shouldn't torture him to find out what building he's going to bomb next?
Well, that brings up another question that I have. I mean, even if they could get Osama bin Laden and they had a chance to possibly kill him, wouldn't that open the head, our head of state, up for a possible target for all these, you know, extremists in the world?
How do you mean?
Well, kind of like a tit for tat. Well, if we maybe had a chance to go after Osama, or you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And we did kill him. Well, okay, everyone in the world would say, okay, that's America did that. Okay, now all those people that thought they're his leader, now they're going to go after.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the army, I think that's already as it is. I mean, we're not talking about apprehending a head of state here. We're talking about apprehending a terrorist. And I think that I think that would be a tough case to make. But I do think that you're onto something when you say that the administration might be afraid of juxtaposing itself against the national security apparatus of the government for fear of being labeled weak on terrorism. That is probably at work here in why the Obama administration is slow walking the efforts to look back on what the Bush administration did and whether what it did with regards to torture was illegal. Thanks for the call, Mike. We'll go back to the phones. 303-713-7600 is the number here. Let's go to Pete and Greeley. Pete. Hey, Pete.
Hey, David.
Hey.
I was just telling John Turk that it could very well be that by letting Rick Wagner go at GM, that Obama really is making a statement to the heads of the banking industry. I mean, it will take a longer period of time to wrap your mind around the complex problems involving the banks than it does GM. And I think
buy that, though. This is what I'm saying. I don't buy that. Here's why. And just walk through this with me. At face value, it seems easier to understand how to make a car than it does how to make a credit default swap. Okay, I mean, you and I can understand. Oh, you take the door, you know, the carburetor, and you put it in the carburetor into the engine, and you build it and you put it out on the market, right? And I don't, you know, a lot of us don't really understand how a credit default swap works or one of these complex financial instruments. But I actually think that when you start thinking about it more, you go a little deeper. The auto industry is at least as complex as the banking industry. And think about this. Think about how many moving parts it takes to get a car not only out on the market, but then sold and then working and then serviced. I mean, you got to build the car. You got to ship it to the distributor. You've got to sell the car. You've got to service the car. You've got to finance the car, loan. I mean, that is a very, very complex process. And I actually think that part of the problem here is that politicians think that they understand the car-making business and simply accept that they don't understand the banking business, when in fact they're both fairly complex. I would say they're both as complex as each other. No one is more complex than the other, but what's going on is that because politicians think they understand how to make a car and think they can never understand these complex financial derivatives, they simply defer to the banks but go tough on the car companies. I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, could that be right?
I do, David. I see your point, and I agree with it as you stated it. But let me define what I mean by complex in the banking thing.
Yeah.
By complex, I just mean it's more underlying and far-reaching, goes into the foreign currencies, and that's what I mean by complex. I agree with you. Banking is pretty simple.
Right.
It's
right.
It's just simple math.
Right.
And the making of derivatives and exotic products, they complexify it themselves to cover themselves. There's no substance there, or little substance, and so they dress it up in specious terms.
Absolutely. And I do think you're right. I do think that you're right that because we've let the financial industry get completely out of control, that it has bled into at least as many sectors, if not more sectors of the economy than the auto industry. Although remember, and I'm not saying you're saying this, but we should all remember that the auto industry is not just about making cars, right? I mean, it's the auto suppliers. It's all of the industries that surround the automaking industry. That's why they say, you know, if the big three were to go out of business, a lot of economists think there'd be up to 3 million directly 3 million jobs lost because of that. But you do make a good point. We've allowed the finance industry to bleed into so many parts of our economy, and that's why I think that's actually part of the fundamental problem. Pete, thanks for the call, man.
You bet, Dave.
850, I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, it's a really nasty one out there for us. Speeds in the single digits and teens on all the highways around Denver and in Boulder. And checking this, multiple accidents on I-76 near Hudson. So bad, it looks like they may set up a triage center there as well. So just to give you an idea, eastern end, really nasty. Wideout conditions on 76. Also, same deal on 70. They've shut down westbound and eastbound side there in Strasburg. Road's very slick. Lots of accidents. Detours are in place. Also working at a really slow spot, southbound 225. Got a crash on the southbound side there near Yosemite. So you're going to be hitting the snags all the way from 70 down to the tech center. Also busy on the northbound side due to an earlier accident there around Colfax. Also working a two-vehicle crash northbound, actually southbound side near Highway 7. Had a few crashes up there, and things really busy and nasty coming out of Longmont and heading into Denver. Also, five vehicles involved on the ramp from westbound 6th Avenue to Sheridan, seeing delays all the way back past Federal there. And another crash, a new one, three cars involved on 285 near the Morrison exit. You want to give yourself a lot of time this morning. And also, Stacy, spilled load on 104th near Highway 85. Your forecast, windy and cooler, light scattered snow showers, calling for a high of 37. Right now, 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car in your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City.
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty, with 25% thicker quilts and more durability than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
you're allowed to raise your hand and say, hey, what's happening?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
If you owe over $10,000 on your credit cards, medical bills, or to collection accounts, if you're over your head in monthly debt payments, I'm about to tell you something the credit card companies don't want you to hear. Something that could save you thousands of dollars. It's simply this. You can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. And even better, you can find out how right now for free. We're Credit One Debt Solutions, and we'd like to offer you free information that can help you get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. See how you can reduce your debt, stop the harassment, and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. No more credit card payments. It's that simple. Get the powerful free information the credit card companies don't want you to hear. For your free information, call Credit One Debt Solutions now.
1-800-661-9336. That's 1-800-661-9336. 1-800-661-9336.
You know why you get more forgetful as you age? It's because your brain's nerve cells are actually dying off. In fact, by the age of 30, you could be losing hundreds of thousands of brain cells every day. But now there's a product that can help you replenish those much-needed brain cells, and you can try it for free. Neurostin is a revolutionary breakthrough that protects existing brain cells and actually helps regenerate brain cells that support memory. Experience dramatically improved memory, focus, and concentration in just 30 days. See for yourself. Get a risk-free trial at 1-800-200-5115. All-natural Neurostin contains a high concentration of clinically proven ingredients that boost brain activity. Imagine. One dose a day keeping you sharp as a tack, actually regenerating much-needed brain cells. If you struggle with memory or concentration problems, try Neurostin before you buy it. Call now for your free trial. The number's 1-800-200-5115. That's 1-800-200-5115. 1-800-200-5115.
Credit card debt. It causes stress in your life, arguments with your loved ones,
and collection agents calling you nonstop.
If you feel like you're drowning in credit card debt with no way out, listen closely. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and
stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin, 303-713-7600. We're going to squeeze in as many calls as we can before the break. All right. Denny in Boulder County, real quick, go for it.
David, I got a litany. John Turk is absolutely the best. He just
he is the best, man.
He is the best, and he doesn't get enough recognition.
That's true.
They added to him doing this traffic thing. He's got enough to do without that, but he's awesome.
The hardest working producer in Denver radio.
At least Denver radio.
At least Denver radio.
Alan Gilbert was a great guest. Continue to have him on.
I will.
And continue to do what you're doing about local stuff, because we get so focused on the conflict on the national level.
Absolutely.
Obama, that we need to know we're doing legislation about slowpoke drivers.
Right.
And, well,
stick around for the next hour. We're gonna do a really, really local issue. I'm not gonna give it away, but just stick around for that.
I think the thing we really need to do on the national level is to get the stem cell research going. And the first order of business is to line up all the Democrats in Congress and give them a spinal cord implant so they can grow a spine and start to do the right thing for the right reason rather than just playing the political game.
I totally agree. That's one of the biggest problems right now that we're facing is Democrats without a spine.
And I hope that Mike Miles or somebody will run against the new senator.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know what his name is. Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett.
Yeah, that's right.
The appointee who is you know playing the political game. Let's get some politicians who are really going to represent the people, and you know that the Democratic Party needs to understand that we are sick and tired. I am one of those people who is severely urinated off about you know the Democrats and their lack of a
spine, man. The issue is that the game right now, because the Democrats control our legislature and our governorship here and the Congress and the presidency, most of the game right now is inside the Democratic Party, is in pushing the Democratic Party. Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around after the top of the news. We're going to hit an issue, a really local issue, and we're going to debate it. Stick around.
I don't need to be your Facebook friend, MySpace buddy, or Twitter pal. But there is a cool new way for us to connect. Now you can listen to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk on your BlackBerry. It's free. Find out how on AM760.net.
Stress taking over your life. Are you feeling overwhelmed by all the bad economic and political news these days? Does every news report just seem to bring you something new to worry about? I understand. That's why I wanted to give you something that will free you from all the stress and worry in 5 days. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. We all know how overwhelming life is right now. So we've developed a powerful new breakthrough product that takes all the negative stress that's working against you and makes it work for you. It's called The Solution. In just 5 short days, less than a week, you can feel empowered, fulfilled, and free from stress and worry. Please, let me show you how. Call right now, and I'll send you a wonderful free tape. Please, call now.
Take control of stress and worry now with The Solution by Lucinda Bassett. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-400-6314. That's 1-800-400-6314. 1-800-400-6314.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where President Obama is about to lay down the law to troubled automakers Chrysler and General Motors. He will offer both companies what amounts to a short-term stay of financial execution. GM gets 60 days to restructure. The administration has already forced out the company's CEO. A White House report found Chrysler is not viable as a standalone company. It's been put on notice to partner with Italian automaker Fiat or lose government bailout funding. A new report also concludes that both companies could still be headed for bankruptcy. But to encourage people to keep buying American cars, the president will announce that the government will back new car warranties. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more on this story, here's Nick Young.
Well, how are people on the assembly line reacting? Enrique Flores, Jr. is head of a UAW local in Arlington, Texas, home to a GM truck assembly plant.
It's a pretty big change, a change in leadership. All we can do is hope that it's a change in the right direction.
Michigan Congressman Thaddeus McCotter says what needs to be done will be done.
That more painful restructuring is going to happen, and we accept that. We grit our teeth, and we will meet the goal.
It's not only homeowners who are underwater on their mortgages walking away from foreclosed properties. Banks are increasingly doing the same thing. Foreclosure law expert Kermit Lynn says it's a vicious cycle as abandoned homes are vandalized.
There are houses that are being trashed badly, even in some of the stronger markets. And where that occurs, the possibility of bank walkaways are still there.
Bank walkaways can leave the former owners in a jam because if the property remains in their names, then the city can insist that they continue to maintain it. No sooner did Fargo residents start to breathe easier when the Red River began receding than they face a new challenge. Let's go live. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman for the latest.
And Nick, the snowstorm that's expected to hit here with 12 to 14 inches of snow this afternoon, there will also be winds that could create waves on the expanded Red River, waves that could put more pressure on levees and dikes. At a news conference here at City Hall, Mayor Dennis Wallaker did not sound too worried.
I've never seen the wind be a
problem in the past. So is it going to happen? I suppose to a certain extent. Right now, I'm not too concerned about the wind.
The Red River, meanwhile, continues to recede. Live at City Hall in Fargo, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Police investigating yesterday's bloodbath in Carthage, North Carolina, say the alleged gunman's ex-wife works at the nursing home where eight people were killed. It's not clear if a dispute between the two is the reason. Local police are hailing Officer Justin Garner for firing the shot that wounded suspect Robert Stewart and stopped the attack. Police Chief Chris McKenzie says Garner is a hero.
If that's not heroism, I don't know what is.
Garner was also wounded in the shootout with Stewart, but he is expected to return to the force once he recovers. On Wall Street, the Dow is way off, down 263 points. This is CBS News.
GM, offering the widest variety of hybrids. One for every need. Whether you're going to work or hauling gear, we have a hybrid model to fit your lifestyle. Details at gm.com/solutions.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
What if I were to say April is not Century 21 Open House Month? That's an April Fool's joke. April is obviously Century 21 Open House Month. Go to Century21.com or your local Century 21 office for open house listings and let one of our Century 21 agents put you on the path home. Century 21 Real Estate, LLC. Each office independently owned and operated.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update from Boulder to Bennett and Longmont to Castle Rock. This morning's snowfall coming in waves and creating trouble for drivers. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Cooper says we're expecting still more snow at the end of the week.
Potential there is for another round of heavy snow on Saturday. It's still a ways out there, so there's always some uncertainty that far out. But last couple of days, it looked like we were looking for possibly some good snows on Saturday.
There's also the possibility of a rain-snow mix on Wednesday. Help in North Dakota from Coloradans. They're hoping the levees hold as the Red River slowly recedes in Fargo. 1 week into his Red Cross deployment from Denver, Steve Tamias says things are still dicey.
All the residents, all the businesses are still all closed in the downtown district, so they're all very concerned about that because if there are any major breaks, it could have some pretty serious damage.
Tamias is charged with feeding the emergency crews and patrolling the sandbag dikes and dams. More than 30 Red Cross volunteers from the metro area are in Fargo. Beginning Wednesday, Colorado will be the 39th state to require massage workers to be registered. Massage therapists say the law will protect consumers and bring more credibility to the field. And the weak economy means cheaper skiing for some. The price of the Rocky Mountain Super Pass Plus is going downhill. The pass for unlimited riding next season at Copper Mountain and Winter Park Resorts, plus 6 days at Steamboat, $40 less than its debut price last season. Sports: Anaheim over the Avs 4-1 last night, and former Broncos coach and general manager Lou Saban passed away over the weekend. Saban was head coach of the Broncos from 1967 to 71. He was 87 years old. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now on a busy morning, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, you're exactly right, David. It is an extremely busy morning. Now, around the metro, we're looking at slow speeds on I-25 as you're still heading south out of the Thornton and North Glen area, starting right around 120th, taking you almost to the turnpike. Big-time delays on 225 near Parker. That's due to an earlier accident in a combination with those slowdowns due to the slick spots on the road. C-470 also heavy in pockets across Highlands Ranch, south of Park Meadows. Snow sticking to the pavement along I-25. Single-digit speeds on 25 as you're heading north out of Castle Rock. Outside those city limits, it's a mess. I already hit on the Castle Rock area. It's on 76 near Hudson. There's an accident involving up to 18 vehicles, so that eastbound side really affected. I-70 still shut down near Stroudsburg. That due to a multi-vehicle accident on the westbound side, but they did need to shut down both sides of the highway. The pavement's going to be pretty much a sheet of ice east of Aurora along 76, and there's also strong winds gusting on 76. This is in the northeastern part of the state. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
I think I'll listen to the radio.
It went away because, ladies and gentlemen...
But, sir, how are you listening to Jay? He's nowhere near here.
Oh, I listen online. I just go to...
That's AM760.net, sir.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you sure that's right?
Hey, guys, I know what the website address is. I'm the president, remember? I know everything.
Of course, Your Majesty.
Listen to AM760, Colorado's progressive talk on AM760.net.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
908. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. We got open phones, and I'm throwing out a new topic of conversation. In the first hour, we talked about the firing of GM CEO Rick Wagoner. We asked the question, why is the White House pushing to have specific executives at car companies fired, but hasn't fired, asked for the firing of a single bank executive? In fact, had the bank CEOs at the White House for a happy photo op last week. Why the double standard? In the second hour, we talked about President Obama laughing off a question about marijuana legalization, and we asked the question, Why was it funny? Now, I think the Obama administration is doing some good things on drug policy reform, for sure. And then we talked to Professor Alan Gilbert of the University of Denver, who was a professor of Condoleezza Rice. Yes, the Condoleezza Rice. And he gave us an update on the effort to potentially prosecute Bush administration crimes. And now I want to go a little bit more local and throw out this question. I don't know if you saw this story last week. A 47-year-old Golden woman was sentenced Tuesday to 14 years in prison for running over her boyfriend and his dog, prosecutors said. Rebecca McKenzie was drunk when she ran over her boyfriend and his dog, said Pam Russell of the First Judicial District Attorney's Office. The couple had been arguing about McKenzie's drinking problem, and her boyfriend told her he was ending the relationship until she got help. McKenzie was waiting in her vehicle for Anzalone, the boyfriend, to walk his dog to the grocery store when she drove across oncoming traffic and hit them. Surveillance photos from a car wash located 50 feet from where he was hit showed McKenzie's car approaching him, hitting Anzalone and the dog, and driving away. Prosecutors told the court that the electronic data recorder in McKenzie's car indicated that she had floored the accelerator in the seconds before she hit him. Anzalone's leg was broken in two places, and he had several cuts on his face and head. Zach's paw was crushed. Rebecca McKenzie got 14 years for this crime. And the question I have is that too harsh a punishment? I don't know how I feel about this. I'm really torn on this. I mean, 14 years is a long time. And she didn't kill this guy. And she didn't kill the dog. So, is that too harsh a penalty? I mean, I can go either way on this. I mean, I got a real problem. One of my pet peeves in this world. I don't know what this says about me, but harm or cruelty to animals drives me crazy. I mean, it really drives me crazy. Now, you can call me a bleeding heart liberal. You do whatever you want. I'm a dog owner. The thought of somebody hurting a dog drives me really, really crazy. And clearly, this was a calculated, premeditated crime. But also clearly, this woman, Rebecca McKenzie, has a lot of problems. I mean, she's got clearly a drinking problem. And so the question I have is, just throwing it out there, is 14 years too harsh a punishment? Should this have been a less harsh punishment? Or do you think it should have been more? Do you think there should have been a bigger punishment? I mean, I can see it both ways. I'm kind of the belief that I can see it one way. I can see the idea, look, if you threaten to kill somebody or you try to kill somebody, you are a menace to society. You need to go away for a long time. When I lived in Washington, D.C., I'll give you an example. Handguns are illegal in Washington, D.C. It was my feeling that if you even pulled a handgun on somebody, you should go to jail in that city for a long time. If you threaten someone's life with a handgun, and that's what you do when you point a gun at somebody, you should go to jail for a really long time. I mean, I consider myself really conservative when it comes to stuff like that. And at the same time, I consider myself pretty progressive on drug policy. You know, marijuana possession, that kind of stuff, I think we sentence way too harshly. But any crimes that involve threatening somebody's life, most of me believes in really, really harsh punishments. Because you are a menace to society. You threaten somebody's life, that's the ultimate crime you can do. Well, the ultimate crime you can do is to take someone's life. But to threaten someone's life is really, really a serious crime. Then again, this person had a lot of problems. I mean, she clearly has a drinking problem. She's probably not mentally all, you know, totally stable. 14 years is pretty harsh. So what do you think? 303-713-7600. That's the open question. Local story happened in Denver, in the Denver area. It's a golden woman. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Phones are open. Jim in Broomfield. Hey, Jim.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good. What do you think?
Well, at first I was like, yeah, that sounds kind of harsh, but, you know, I think it, to me, it's I would consider it attempted murder. I mean, you can't read this person's mind, but, you know, you're driving a car, you're trying to hit somebody. Most people would expect somebody to die that got hit by a car.
Yeah, I mean, she clearly was trying to, I mean, it's always funny, you know, in movies, right? There's every now and again you see one of these movies where, like, two people get into a fist fight and somebody kills the other person.
Right.
You know, and you don't know whether the person who is fist fighting just wanted to hurt them or kill them. Right, and is that attempted murder, or is it manslaughter, or is it, you know, what is it? I think in this case, it's if you're behind the wheel of a car and you floor it, you sort of got to know you're not just trying to hurt the person, you're trying to kill them.
Right, and that's what I'm thinking of. That would be a distinction between people getting in a fist fight, and, you know, someone asks, you know, someone goes down, hits their head, they die, it's like, oh my God, it's terrible. Person should probably do some time, you know, for inflicting that injury, for knowing it was possible, or maybe that they don't know it was possible, but... you know, in this case, 14 years, yeah. I guess the other way I would look at it, and then I'll get off the phone here so others can chime in, is, you know, what about the damage that's been inflicted to this person? I mean, I don't know. I know you mentioned his injuries, but maybe for the next 14 years of his life, he's going to have this, you know, he's not going to be able to do the things he used to do. So there's that piece of it that comes into it as well for me. It's like, okay, you inflicted this bad injury on this person. I'll just throw an example. It might be a poor example. Maybe the guy was a great skier. Now he can never ski again in his life.
That's so interesting.
There's someone's got to pay, I think, that caused that to happen, to have their life completely altered from doing what they were doing before or could have done, and there is a price to be paid. So, you know, I guess that's kind of where I'll wrap it up.
That's it. That, I mean, that's it. I think there is a... I mean, the question of justice, what is just, that's the big question, I think, in here. Interestingly, in this story that I'm reading off of Channel 7's website, it says that the boyfriend, when he addressed the court during the sentencing hearing, he said he was frustrated with the justice system because he believed that he had been treated differently as a man who was a victim of domestic violence than he would have been were he a woman. Anzalone asked the court to treat McKenzie the same as a man committing this act of what he said was domestic violence. That's a pretty interesting twist. Jim, thanks for the call. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Kathy in Centennial. Kathy.
Hi, David. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that we make decisions in life and we have to be responsible for our actions. She obviously had to have known that she had a problem, a serious problem. She refused to address that by getting help. On the other hand, you know, I don't know if she will have the ability to get off early because of good behavior or whatnot, but I think the court should mandate that she get help, and that should be a condition of any early release, and if she doesn't, that she gets put behind bars for a very, very long time. I think this is a really serious crime, and I, like you, I'm an animal lover, And I think it's horrific, the actions that she took. And I think she needs to be responsible for her actions.
I mean, 14 years is a long time, but I do see the idea that it was clearly, I think, attempted murder. And, I mean, the thing is with sentencing, though, and so many things have to come into sentencing. There's the question of justice. What's a just punishment in sort of an eye for an eye kind of way? But then there's also the question of, you know, public policy. Is this person a menace to society? Can she be rehabilitated? Was she, you know, is this problem less the problem of the crime and more the problem of where this person was mentally in terms of her own problems, potentially with alcohol, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, there's so many different things, and everybody's got a different take on what the justice system should be about. Should it be about the, you know, the eye for an eye justice, or should it be about how to best rehabilitate somebody, or should it be, you know, about something else? And there's so many different feelings about this that it's that there really is, I don't think, a scientific right or wrong answer on this. And you make a really good point that clearly simply throwing this person into a prison and, you know, locking the door and throwing away the key for 14 years is not going to solve any of the underlying problems that were clearly at work in this crime. Thanks for the call, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to, let's take a pause here. 303-713-7600, the open question. The woman tried to run over her boyfriend and her boyfriend's dog. This story made a lot of headlines last week. She was arguing with her boyfriend over her drinking problem. She ran over her boyfriend and his dog. They did not die. It's clearly some kind of attempted murder here. And she got 14 years. Is that too long a sentence?
I saw the pictures of him. He got pretty jacked up, but not too bad. I mean, his face looked kind of messed up.
Yeah, he got pretty messed up. I mean, I think it's less the question of how badly
he was
hurt.
You're not worried about him. You're worried about the dog, which is Dave.
No.
Like you said at the very beginning of your argument.
No, I'm not more worried about the dog than I am about him. I have a particularly soft spot in my heart for animals. But I actually think the point here is not how much he or the dog were hurt as much as whether somebody who has clearly has mental, emotional problems, whether that sentence under those circumstances is too harsh or whether it's appropriate. I mean, 14 years is a harsh term, man. It's pretty harsh. Then again, you could make the argument, look, and I feel this way, you know, I feel this way on certain issues too. In some ways, if you threaten to take somebody's life in any way whatsoever, in a real way, I'm not saying, you know, you say I'm going to kill somebody, and, you know, in the parlance of our, you know, conversation, but if you pull a gun on somebody, you fly across traffic flooring your car trying to hit somebody, there's a good argument to be made that you got to go away for a long time. So I can go both ways on this. And I don't mean to be, you know, sort of flip-flopping around here. I'm just sort of thinking about it out loud. Oh, what do you think? It's too harsh?
Maybe her husband was a real mean guy and her dog was crapping on the carpet or something.
Yeah, but does that...
I'm just kidding. No, there's no excuse for it, running over anybody. But I think the 14 years is a little excessive.
It seems
a lot excessive to me.
It's a big punishment.
Yeah, right. Maybe a couple years and some mental evaluations and some help and, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, hopefully the traffic out there isn't making people...
Oh, man, people got
this kind of road rage.
Nuts this morning.
And, it looks pretty crazy out there. So give us the update.
Well, it's hard to do any damage when you're only driving about 5-10 miles an hour around. But really nasty conditions this morning. We weren't expecting it. They were calling for a light dusting, and we got whiteout conditions. 225 in really bad shape from end to end on both sides. Got two vehicle accident on the southbound side near Yosemite. So getting into the tech center going to be a real bear for you right now. Also, eastbound I-70 still shut down out on the east end near Strasburg due to several accidents there. Roads are very slick. Detours are set up. Also, 76 shut down near Hudson. Looks like a triage center might be set up there. I think Tony said about 8 to 15 cars involved in a crash out there, and really nasty there. Also going to be slamming coming in and out of downtown on 25 and Northland, really busy from 120th all the way down to the Boulder Turnpike. C-470 also seeing speeds in the teens there all the way around from Littleton into Highlands Ranch and up into the Tech Center. Got another crash out there, or actually a spilled load. Stacy, 140 24th near Highway 85. Your forecast? Mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers this morning and afternoon.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses. But all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words, intelligentoffice.com.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
And they care about the community that they do business in. They're big supporters of AM 760 and have been big supporters of my show. And I thank them for that. And I think you should patronize people locally who do spend their hard-earned money to advertise. Second of all, they have the largest selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. These things are great. The selection is great. And you're bound to find something that you like. Plus, you get more bang for your auto buck. You know, you can buy a new car, oh, it smells great, and all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 9 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Now you can win the weight loss struggle once and for all. Cleanse to Thin is a two-step program that decreases your hunger and increases your energy by eliminating toxins and overcoming leptin resistance. Leptin resistance causes those constant cravings that say, I'm hungry. The Cleanse to Thin weight loss system is revolutionary and it works. First, while you sleep, it cleanses your body of the harmful byproducts and toxins that have been stored up for years. Second, it puts the natural compound Leptopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy. This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN. Or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com.
.9/25 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. The open question. The woman who was sentenced to 14 years in prison here in Denver last week for running over her boyfriend and her boyfriend's dog after a domestic dispute. Is that too harsh a penalty? The dog and the boyfriend did not die. They did sustain serious injuries. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are. Too harsh a penalty or not? Or not harsh enough. Should throw that out there. It's possible you think it's not harsh enough. What do you think? 303-713-7600. By the way, you can instant message us, and I'll be happy to read off your opinions from the instant message service. Go to am760.net, www.am760.net. You can Twitter me, www.twitter.com. I'm David Sirota, DavidSirota. Email me, ds@davidsirota.com. Facebook me, so I'm eminently reachable. Or you can, again, you can call 303-713-7600. By the way, happy Cesar Chavez Day. Today is Cesar Chavez Day, the day honoring the great labor activist and community organizer Cesar Chavez. Should have mentioned that earlier at the top of the show. A great hero, a great American hero whose legacy is too often forgotten. One of the really great American heroes in not just contemporary history, but all of American history, Cesar Chavez. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Georgia in Denver. Georgia, hello.
Hi, happy Chavez Day.
Happy Chavez Day to you, too.
Thank you.
You are the world's smartest man. Am I correct?
Thank you. Well, at least according to Jay.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to say, I think I don't think the penalty is too harsh at all. And my feeling is the only possible mitigating circumstances would be that she was drunk. But in my experience, and, you know, I don't know. I haven't been involved in a lot of drunken brawls. But when I have been drunk in my life, I have not had any inclination to try to run somebody over. So my feeling is that this woman has got to be mentally ill and therefore it also needs to go to rehab and definitely needs to be evaluated. The second point I would like to make, David, is that if you take that dog and you substitute with the man a baby, which in my opinion would be a real good analogy because a baby is helpless, and so is a dog. You know,
right.
They are at our mercy.
Right.
And you, all right. And you say that woman tried to murder a baby and her boyfriend. Now what does it look like?
That's a good point.
I maintain it's the same thing.
It's a good point. I guess, look, here's the thing. Nobody is going to defend what this person did. I mean, I guess the question is moving forward. If it's not whether there should be a punishment for what she did. I think everyone would agree that there deserves to be a punishment. The question is whether A, the punishment is too harsh, and B, I think the underlying question is how do we actually look at these things? Are we aiming for eye for an eye kind of thing?
Right.
Or are we aiming for, look, this person has a problem. She needs to serve time to be punished. But
yes.
We also need to focus on rehabilitating, if possible,
that's
a person who clearly has problems. And
yes,
so then the question is whether, well, is a 14-year sentence, is that too much on the punishment side and not enough on the rehab side?
Exactly. I hear what you say. But I don't know anything about this, but don't they, David, then evaluate a person in prison and then allocate her, put her wherever she needs to be, or am I just being idealistic here?
It depends. I mean, it really,
okay.
it depends on the specifics of the sentence, and I also will say this. Our criminal justice system is not known for its rehabilitation practices. In other words, we're heavy on punishment, on locking the door and throwing away the key. We're not all that great in this country at rehabilitating. Our justice system is not as focused on rehabilitating people, and that's actually the deepest issue in this, is that we don't have a justice system that really invests adequately in the kind of rehabilitational services. And this is why, by the way, we have so much recidivist crime. Right? When you throw people in jail, throw them in jail, lock the door, throw away the key, and then let them out after 10 or 15 years, and you haven't really invested in the kind of psychological rehab, you're going to have recidivist crime.
She's going to go right back to her drug of choice because they haven't addressed the underlying issues.
Right. That's exactly right. If there isn't the right kind of treatment services. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Squeeze in one more call here before we go to another break. Let's go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, what do you think?
Hey, I just want to put it this way. If it was a man who got the 14 years, you'd hear Roman's group saying he got too light of a sentence.
Well, that was the boyfriend's essential claim in court, was, you know, please treat this as a domestic violence situation as harshly as if she was a man and I was the woman. So he is making that claim. You know, I don't know if I can buy it, because 14 years is pretty tough. I mean, that's a pretty tough sentence.
But the thing is, you know, recently, if you read the papers recently, or in some of the news or on TV,
yeah,
that if you read the crime statistics and some of the real horrible crimes are coming, a lot of women are doing it these days instead of the men.
Well, look, a lot of crime is happening on both men and women, and I think that, you know, I don't have the stats to say that there. I mean, I don't think you have the stats, and I don't have the stats to say that, you know, crime by females are up. What I can say is that I think we can both agree that we're probably going to see more, unfortunately, more domestic crime, more theft, if and when the economy gets worse. What we do know is that as the economy gets worse, as the society becomes under more stress, that crime tends to go up. And so I think this is something, this is the corollary effect of a bad economy. I'm not saying, by the way, that that was at work in this particular crime. But I do think that the issues of criminal justice, how harshly we sentence people, how much we invest in rehabbing people, these are going to become more and more to the forefront because, unfortunately, if history is any guide, we're going to be dealing more with these kinds of crimes because society is under more and more economic stress. Thanks for the call. 932, I'm David Sirota here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Question of the hour is the woman who got 14 years, a 14-year sentence last week here in Denver for driving her car at her boyfriend and his dog and injuring her boyfriend and his dog. Is that too harsh a penalty? Do we sentence too harshly in this country? Is there not enough resources put into rehabbing people? Or was this not harsh enough a sentence? As I told you, when I lived in Washington, D.C., a place plagued by gun violence, it was my belief, and it remains my belief, that there's a case to be made that when somebody threatens the life of somebody else in a very serious way, whether with pointing a gun at somebody, Washington, D.C. was plagued with gun crime in a city where firearms were illegal. When you point a gun at somebody, when you drive your car, try to run somebody over, there's a case to be made that's precisely the kind of crime you need to prosecute and really punish people for to the fullest extent possible of the law because they're a menace to society. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Take your calls after we get a traffic update from John Turk.
Well, we got some closures for you, Dave. A new one, I-70, now shut down between Bennett and the Kansas state line due to this blowing snow and some really nasty slick conditions out there on the interstate. Also busy around Aurora on 225 due to an earlier crash on the southbound side at Yosemite. Still seeing delays all the way back around Parker Road and into almost back to Mississippi. Northbound side also struggling due to an earlier crash there around Colfax. But it is a really slow commute for us around town. Also got this closure on I-76 near Hudson. Several crashes up there. Triage center might be put up as well. And it's going to be a real long drive for you. Expect to add about double the time for you this morning. Also real busy coming out of Cass Rock, northbound side of 25. Full there from Wolfensburger all the way up into the tech center. And that's not going to break free until you get into downtown. Both sides of 25. A real struggle for us this morning, as is C-470. And we're still dealing with the spilled load on 104 near Highway 85. Your forecast, windy and cooler, light scattered snow showers. Yeah, right, light. It does look like they have broken up here in the tech center anyway. Calling for a high of 37, right now 29 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Take that tax refund check and stimulate your life. Mile High Harley-Davidson of Parker and Aurora has an incredible selection.
You know what that is? That's bugs hitting your windshield. You know what this is? And it's your worn-out wiper blades clouding your vision with grasshopper guts. Yeah, it's disgusting. So do something about it. Go to Advance Auto Parts, buy a pair of select premium Trico, Rain-X, or Bosch wiper blades, and save $10 instantly. Oh, and ask a team member to install them for you. It's always fast and free. Whatever you're working on, Advance Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
Now you can win the weight loss struggle once and for all. Cleanse to Thin is a two-step program that decreases your hunger and increases your energy by eliminating toxins and overcoming leptin resistance. Leptin resistance causes those constant cravings that say, I'm hungry. The Cleanse to Thin weight loss system is revolutionary and it works. First, while you sleep, it cleanses your body of the harmful byproducts and toxins that have been stored up for years. Second, it puts the natural compound Leptopro to work to reduce cravings and increase energy. This is intelligent, natural weight loss because it uses the power of your brain to lose weight. Start today and you will see results guaranteed. This is a new cutting-edge science. Experience it for yourself. If you want to lose more than 20 pounds and keep it off forever, you need to call 888-9-THIN-THIN. Again, that's 888-9-THIN-THIN. Or order online at cleansetothin.com. Again, that's cleansetothin.com.
kinds of times, more than ever before, we need some strategies and tools, not just to inspire us, but to show us how to take control of the things that matter most to us, our emotions, the meaning of our life, our bodies, our relationships, our career, and our finances.
For over three decades, Tony Robbins has touched the lives of millions with his multimedia coaching system, The Ultimate Edge. And now, you can experience it risk-free. Just call 1-800-400-5819.
Let's look at the ways you can change the quality of your life today, even in challenging times, and how you can make a difference for the people you really care about.
Tony has helped people overcome tough times and gain control over their finances, their health, and their relationships. Now, it's your turn to transform your life. To experience The Ultimate Edge risk-free for 30 days, call now, 1-800-400-5819. That's 1-800-400-5819. 1-800-400-5819.
Brought to you by your Buick Pontiac GMC dealer, where last month, thousands of people took advantage of great financing on a large selection of cars, trucks, and crossovers. Find your dealer at bpgdealers.com.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-452-1630. That's 800-452-1630. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-452-1630 today.
9:39. Snow looks like it's stopping, at least temporarily here in Denver. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Very classy. Turks put on, "Baby, you can drive my car." We're talking about the woman who tried to run over her boyfriend and his dog. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at Turks' sick sense of humor. Little movie news. You know, I'm a huge movie fan. Two little tidbits here. One of my favorite sites, filmdrunk.com, which I actually made reference to in my last column. Bruno movie gets NC-17 rating. Bruno, Sacha Baron Cohen's follow-up to Borat, has received an NC-17 rating in its first submission to the MPAA. Among the objectionable scenes is one in which Bruno appears to have anal sex with a man on camera. God, he's so crazy. In another, the actor goes on a hunting trip and sneaks naked into the tent of one of the fellow hunters, an unsuspecting non-actor. In other news, original Ghostbusters cast on board for reboot, Harold Ramis says. So apparently there might be a Ghostbusters 3. Turk says he hates Ghostbusters 2. I think Ghostbusters 2 gets a bum rap. It's actually hilarious. I'm a huge Ghostbusters fan. Now, the problem is I'm really worried. I mean, they really might. I really hope they don't blow it if they do Ghostbusters 3. I'm tired now of 80s movies, reduxes that are a betrayal. And we talked about which movies are a betrayal. The biggest one, I think, is either the Star Wars betrayal. The new three are just terrible.
I went and saw Monsters vs. Aliens this weekend. The new kid movie with the 3D. You seen previews for that?
No, is it like awesome. Alien?
No, it's like a Pixar movies, but it's in 3D.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
It's a good movie?
Great movie.
You know what's good about Pixar? They're so smart. They have good writing.
They do.
They invest
and they,
in like good
they
writing.
They make it so adults can also enjoy.
That's right.
It.
There's like double entendre.
Yeah, they're
and,
smart.
Yeah, they're very smart.
Very
you're right.
Smart.
They are very smart.
And the 3D thing, the scene opens up with this guy with the, you know, like the ping pong thing with the ball attached to it, and just sitting there slamming it in your face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
I mean, you're
cool.
Like, whoa, that ball's gonna hit me in the face. I've never seen a 3D
Pixar,
movie since like Jaws 3D.
They are. They gotta revive 3D movies, man. That'd
I know.
Be
bring
sweet.
Them back.
Seriously. All right. So the open question. Is the woman who got 14-year sentence here in Denver, in the Denver area, for trying to run over her boyfriend and his dog, if she had alcohol problems, she has alcohol problems with alcohol, is the 14-year sentence too harsh? That's the open question. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Trent in Denver. Trent.
Hi, David. How are you?
Hey there. Good.
I'm a criminal defense attorney here in Denver, so I defend people like this lady every day. And chances are, I don't know the case particularly, but chances are it sounds like she pled or was convicted of first-degree assault, which in Colorado is considered a crime of violence. So the judge is hamstrung by statute that he has to sentence her in a certain range. And for a first-degree assault, the range is 10 years to 32 years. So on that scale, a 14-year sentence is near the low end of what the judge had to sentence her.
I'm looking in the reporting here. What she was specifically convicted in the code under. I can't find it exactly. I guess, look, that's an important point. So, I mean, you're basically saying that it's on the in terms of the judicial discretion, if she was convicted for what she probably was convicted for, it was on the low end of the scale. But I guess then it still doesn't negate the question of whether that scale is too harsh.
Exactly. No, I agree with you exactly. And, you know, what I have a problem with these mandatory prison sentences is that it takes away from the judges the ability to look at, like, this woman's history and look at her mental health issues and that sort of thing and take that into account in terms of applying a proper sentence for her crime. When a judge can, the minimum he can sentence her to is 10 years,
right.
And you have a victim that's standing there saying, you know, she's really bad, she really hurt me. Please, you know, punish her, a judge, and then a judge has to deal with the public that thinks that he may be too soft on crime. You know, there's a lot of pressures being put on a judge now.
Absolutely. I've always worried about mandatory sentencing, just in general. I just think, you know, it's kind of the same concern I have with the taxpayer bill of rights. And I know those may seem totally different things, but putting government, pieces of our government on autopilot, one-size-fits-all style things, you know. Tabor says the government can only spend X, depending on how much population growth and inflation, no matter what. You know, it's like the same kind of thing with mandatory sentencing. It says no matter what the circumstances of a crime may be, this
exactly.
is the mandatory. And that just puts your government kind of on autopilot and doesn't recognize that there are always, in a society, there's always extenuating circumstances. Now, that's not to say I don't think you're saying this, and I'm not saying that she doesn't necessarily deserve the 14 years. But I guess
right.
what we're saying is that, and I think we're agreeing, that within the confines of mandatory sentencing, that unto itself is an issue because it doesn't allow the judicial system to take into account different sets of circumstances, different mitigating circumstances, and by the way, different ways of sentencing that might achieve both the punishment goal and the rehabilitation goal. I mean, we are so focused as a society on punishment.
I call it our reactionary nature towards such crimes. That's why drug crimes became so had such harsh punishments. Is because society took a real harsh reaction to drug dealing and drug use that we end up imposing these awful sentences on people who are merely addicts.
That's right. As opposed to trying to go to the root, if you accept the notion that drug use is a problem, and I think that we could even go into that and say, look, I mean, is the use of marijuana a bigger problem than the use of alcohol? I don't think so. But certainly I think you can make the case the use of heroin or harder drugs certainly is. They're more addictive. They're more toxic. But the point here is that if you're going to try to deal with the issue of drug use, simply locking people up and throwing away the key, punishing people, that is not That is not the way to deal with that issue. I mean, that is really, it sounds easy, it makes us feel good, oh, we punish the quote-unquote wrongdoer, but we're not really getting to the heart of the problem, which is the demand. And you're absolutely right. Trent, thanks for the call.
No problem. Thank you, David.
All right. Hit one more call before we get another break. Let's go in the order that they were received. Let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, hello.
Good morning, David. How
morning.
Are you?
I'm good.
Hey, my older sister is in a similar situation, but I think what you're missing is this is definitely an issue of addiction, but a typical addict has had lots and lots of chances to get help, to go straight, to reach out, and often they've rejected these chances time and time again. I think the example of this lady that you're talking about responding to her boyfriend saying, look, you really need to get help, by running him over with the car is a perfect example of saying, you know, I don't really need help, I don't really want help, but I can solve my problems in another way by running you over.
That's interesting. I mean, that's the whole other side of the coin. I mean, that goes to my whole thing where there is a strong case to be made, and I said this before and I'll say it again, that we punish the wrong things in society right now. A lot of the punishment that we dole out is for the wrong things, drug possession, these kinds of things. But that the one thing that we should punish pretty seriously is anybody making an attempt on somebody else's life. That is the most serious kind of crime, right? I mean, that's worse than theft. That's worse than property crime. Because all that stuff is material. Nobody can get their life back after they're dead. And, I mean, that's the biggest truism of them all. And so there is a case to be made that people who try to take other people's lives, whether they're successful or not, and that's actually something that's kind of weird, in our justice system, that we punish, that if you're successful in killing somebody, you get a worse punishment than if you were simply unsuccessful, if you simply screwed up the attempt, right? The whole point here is that what we should be punishing is the attempt by somebody to take someone else's life. And I think there is a case to be made that those people need to be punished harshly. I just think the alternating force in this case, the alternating question, the question pushing against that is, do we want to try to rehabilitate this person? And is a 14-year sentence, simply throwing this person in jail for 14 years, is that going to rehabilitate this person? Thanks for the call.
Dave, there's people in the Colorado State Legislature that say a sin is a sin. Remember who was this a couple weeks ago? We were talking about this.
Who said that?
I want to say it was the guy from Colorado Springs. Who's the state rep from down there?
Forget. What was it about?
It was about the whole gay marriage thing.
Oh, right, right, right. A sin
and
is a sin.
A sin is a sin, that's whether right. It's murder,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
or if it's you're allowing gay marriage.
Well, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
There are folks in the legislature that believe
that
murder is the same as
that's just extremism. But I do think it is an open question. Why do we punish people more harshly for being successful at an attempt to murder than somebody who's just unsuccessful?
Right.
Right. I mean, it's what are we actually punishing? Right? The impulse or the success of the impulse? It's kind of weird when you think about it.
I'm with you. In my opinion, murder is the absolute, probably worst, you know, law you could break or sin you could commit.
But why is committing a murder punished more harshly than being unsuccessful at trying to commit a murder?
I don't know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is.
It's weird. All right, give us a traffic update.
Well, traffic is, I guess I can say, starting to improve, but really still pretty nasty out there. Eastbound I-70 has been reopened there in Strasburg. Westbound side still shut down due to a multi-vehicle accident there. Roads really slick. Also on 76, many crashes out there near Fort Morgan, and it looks like they've reopened it, but really slow speeds there. Traveling on 76 in the northeastern part of the state, and northbound I-25, single-digit speeds from Wolfensburger all the way up past Surrey Ridge and into the Tech Center. Southbound side also full on the north end in North Glen. And again, in the Tech Center from County Line Road down to Surrey Ridge. C-470 also slamming on both sides around the foothills in Littleton and Highlands Ranch. But surface streets starting to clear up a little bit. Don't see many accidents out there, but do expect to give yourself a little extra time this morning. It's been quite a nasty commute for us. Your forecast, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers this morning and afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s right now, 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Planning a wedding or an upcoming remodeling project? The new DexKnows.com has all the local businesses you'll need to make any...
I run marathons. I've run all different places in the country. I've run different parts of the world.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
I've run marathons in Alaska, Ireland, Amsterdam, in Spain. I ran with the Bulls.
He's Match.com member Run Dad Run, and you can email him right now.
I go through lots of sneakers.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
Want to learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life with solar and save money doing it? Then join Independent Power Systems at the Highlands Ranch Solar Community Event Tuesday, March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Southridge Rec Center. Learn how solar power works and how you can save more than 60% on solar at this free workshop. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts, will demystify the solar rebate and tax credit and tell you how to save even more with their community pricing discount. Learn what to look for in a solar contractor and what you can do to eliminate your electric bill for life. Join Independent Power Systems, March 31st at 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Southridge Rec Center. Space is limited. Reserve your seat today at solarips.com/Southridge to register. That's solarips.com/Southridge. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how.
800-200-5115. That's 1-800-200-5115. 1-800-200-5115.
Hi, this is Rihanna, and you've probably heard my music on the radio lately. Do you know there's a great new website called RateTheMusic.com where you get to hear and rate all kinds of great new music before anyone else? And it's absolutely free. Log on to RateTheMusic.com today. When you do, you'll be letting radio stations all over America know exactly what you want to hear on the radio. And you'll be sending the message to top record label executives too. Now you have a choice in the music business. It's called RateTheMusic.com.
Worried about losing your home? Is your bank threatening to foreclose? Well, there's hope. Operation Hope, America's leading financial literacy and empowerment nonprofit. If you're facing mortgage payment challenges, we just may be able to help. Get free, reliable information and guidance by calling the Operation Hope Mortgage Hotline at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673. Look, don't lose your home just because you didn't pick up the phone. Make that call today or visit us at operationhope.org.
All right, 9:54, last couple minutes. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Jay is still struggling through the post-op of gallbladder surgery, but he's text messaging. He's chugging along, fighting the good fight. All right, back to the phones. Brian and Parker, how you doing?
Good morning. Am I on?
You are.
Okay. Is this David?
It is.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate the subject matter. I think, you know, as I've been listening on the phone here while everyone chimes in, I find my mind's kind of going all over the place about where to start with this. But first off, the crime and punishment is a huge philosophical question that I think we need to readdress here in this country, starting from who makes the rules and why they're made to the punishment. And with regard to punishment, the reason I called is it seems like so often we want an eye for an eye as a culture.
Totally.
And so we want somebody to pay. But in the end, who really pays for it? If we put, and I'm not saying this is wrong, I'm not passing judgment on the 14 year sentence, but in the end, who pays for that? You know, you at 14 years, this woman spends in prison somewhere, and then at the end, what do we have? What do we have with this life that we've put in jail?
I mean, that's the question that we never ask, right? I mean, and what kind of cost is there to society if there's no effort to address her underlying problems, and we put her, you know, back out into society without any kind of treatment? I'm not necessarily saying that's going to happen, but that does happen all the time. And so what kind of cost are you incurring? What have you really accomplished?
Right, and I'm not just talking about financial costs.
No,
I'm
I know that, right.
I'm talking about societal costs. We have, now we'll have a woman 14 years from now, and I've never heard somebody coming out of prison, especially for that period of time, being a, you know, the shining star of society.
Right.
It's usually the other way around. It's almost as though we throw a life away. And when we start putting people, like with youth, you hear these prosecutors come out and say, well, this 15-year-old did this horrible crime. And now we put that 15-year-old, we want to try him as an adult. We put him in jail for a long period of time. And now what do we have?
You're exactly right, and those are the kinds of questions that we so rarely ask in our criminal justice system. And the thing is that it's so easy to simply say, hey, let's just punish you, do the crime, you do the time. But we rarely ever ask, well, if that's going to be our attitude, is that really solving the underlying issue in the specific instance of a specific crime or generally within the criminal justice system? Hey, thanks for the call. Well, it's been another Monday here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I've been filling in for Jay Marvin. He's doing okay, fighting the good fight. Sorry for the calls we didn't get to. If you were holding, shoot me an email, ds@davidsirota.com, or go through the AM 760 website, am760.net. My apologies. Tried to get to as many calls as we could. Tomorrow, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll have more for you, more on the Obama administration's economic decisions, its decisions to fire the CEO of GM, and some more local news from the legislature. A lot of stuff going on there. Huge amount of stuff, healthcare, energy. We'll get to it all tomorrow. Come back then.
At John Deere, we don't just build tractors. We build our reputation every day. Whether it's a Gator utility vehicle, an EasyTrac zero-turn mower, or one of our new 3E series tractors, it's built the best way we know how. That's why they're smart investments, especially now during deer season with great financing at your John Deere dealer. Now more than ever, nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Colorado Equipment in Fort Collins, Greeley, and Holly.
To a 4% fixed 30-year loan. Commercial property loans would be allowed to refinance at more favorable terms. Mortgage holders would be reimbursed by the government to cover the interest owed them during the holiday. American families and businesses would immediately spend, save, and invest the freed up cash throughout the economy and get America's economic motor running again. The mortgage holiday will not only work, but will cost billions less than those